Let me tell you something.
同大家講一啲嘢先。
It's so uplifting. Uplifting of our hearts, uplifting of my heart.
實在我心實在被提升。
As we worship the Lord at the Lord's table.
當我一同喺主嘅桌子面前嚟到敬拜。
As we prayed and we sang.
當我一同嚟到禱告，一同嚟到唱詩嘅時候。
And to feel the presence of the Lord.
曉得主與我嚟到同在。
And I thank the Lord for over a year now since I last visited brothers and sisters here and in St. Bruno.
從上一次與弟兄姊妹嚟到交通到現今，亦都喺聖班路嚟到見到弟兄姊妹到如今已經一年多啦。
I thank the Lord in seeing you all again and healthy and well in the Lord.
就睇見大家喺主裏邊係健健康康長大。
And we are not just getting older, we are getting more transformed into the image of His Son.
我哋唔係老一啲而係我哋被變無成主耶穌基督兒子嘅模樣。
So as we meet together, we say, "Oh, you look the same."
我哋一同聚會嘅時候，我話你同以前冇乜改變啊。
But we can't see into the real, the new life of Jesus that is being transformed day by day over the last year.
其實唔係一樣嘅。而是從去年到現今，我們裏面的生命是被主耶穌不斷的你要更新，不斷的無造。
And being conformed daily.
並且每日你要被無造。
From glory to glory.
從榮耀到榮耀。
And as brother led that hymn just now.
好像弟兄剛才另一首詩歌一樣。
And we felt this hymn was so uplifting.
覺得這首詩歌是何等的能夠提高我們的靈。
Why?
為什麼呢?
Because it's our assurance.
因為這裡有何等確切的把握。
We can sing something which we can be assured.
我們可以唱一些東西是我們覺得有把握的。
We can sing of His grace and we can sing of the fact that He makes us His sons.
我們可以歌頌祂的恩典，亦都可以嚟到歌颂佢，使我哋成为佢嘅儿子。
And our brother sing again faster.
弟兄话唱快啲。
Well, I feel I'm a bit lagging behind.
我觉得我追唔上。
So I hope that we can all catch up.
盼望我哋都能够同你追上去。
So, this time, I've been praying before the Lord.Waiting before him.
今次我喺主面前嚟到等候。
And this verse came to me.
圣经嚟到临到我。
It's very much like the Lord once again wanted us to meditate together. This sonship.
好似主要帶領我哋一同嚟到思想呢個嘅兒子嘅名分。
So by this time, I want to share with you, not like last year, I share with you the purpose of God in making us His sons.
今次唔同上一次，上一次同大家嚟到交通到主要叫我哋成為兒子嘅旨意。
So this time, I want to move further.And to share on in bringing many sons to glory.
今次要进一步同大家交通到神要引领众子进入荣耀嘅里面。
You don't mind me taking off my coat because it's getting a bit hot. Now, This sonship,
关乎儿子的名分。
It starts with grace.
是从恩典开始。
We are very sure of this.
我们是很肯定的。
grace of the Lord starts us in giving us the life of His Son, so that we have the Son's life and therefore we are His sons.
神的恩典是从恩典来开始，祂乃是将祂神儿子的生命能放在我的里面，以至于我们能成为祂的儿子。
And among us there are many sisters.
在我当中有很多姊妹们。
Sisters.
姊妹们。
Don't try to ignore what I say for the rest of the morning.
不要因着我说儿子你就忽略我所交通到的。
In fact, we are all sons before God.
其实我们众人在主的面前都是儿子的名分。
Because we have the life of His Son.
因为我们都有作儿子的生命。
But on earth, God calls us His children.
在地上边，我们乃被称为神的儿女。
We have brothers and sisters.
我们有弟兄，有姊妹。
And that makes up the family of God.
这个叫我成为神的家。
But then we all receive the same life.
但我却是接受了同样的生命。
And you are a sister, but in your heart of hearts, you have the life of His Son.
你虽然是作为姊妹，但在你的心的里面，你是接受了儿子的生命。
And the purpose of God in saving us is the same for all of us.
神拯救我的目的对着每一个人来讲都是一样的。
So grace starts the work first in not just saving us, but making us sons.
所以恩典的工作开始不单只是叫我们得拯救，那是叫我们作为儿子。
You know, in Luke's Gospel, in the genealogy of Jesus,
你知道在这个路加福音里面讲到耶稣基督的家谱。
At the end, at the very end, tracing back Jesus' genealogy.
去到后尾那里，从后尾数上来讲到耶稣基督的家谱的时候。
It says Adam.
就是提到这个亚当。
Adam, the son of God.
亚当那是神的儿子。
And Jesus' genealogy started off with being born, as supposed to be born, not really born from Joseph.It says supposed to be from Joseph.
这个耶稣乃被称为约瑟的儿子，只是被称为，他不是真的。
Because Joseph did not play any part in the conception of Jesus. It was conceived through the Holy Spirit.
因为我的主耶稣基督乃由圣灵受孕的，他与这个约瑟并没有这个肉身的关系。
So God somehow has to identify Jesus with Adam.
但是呢，在这里呢，就将这个耶稣连上这个亚当，
认同他的身份，
将耶稣基督认同在亚当的身份上边。
So we read of in Philippians, Jesus took the likeness of man and also as the image of a servant, a bond slave.
在这个腓立比书那里讲，他讲到我耶稣基督，他既有人的样子，取了奴仆的样式。
So he came, he tabernacled among us, he came as a man.
因此他支搭帐篷在人间，他用人的样式来到这个地上边。
Sometimes we think that we are Chinese, we do not look like the Americans, or the English.
我们觉得我们中国人，我们跟这个美国人或英国人的样子不一样。
And we think that we have different ancestors.
我们以为我们有不同的祖先。
And once in our midst, we were just having a Bible study in Romans. And then we were talking about this identity with the Lord.
有一次我们来到读到这个罗马书，我们就交通到我们怎样认同我们的主耶稣。
咁 this brother say, oh, yeah, we are, oh, he's very knowledgeable in that sense. He said, we are the descendants of Chinese, a descendants of Shem.
啊，咁佢又好有知識，佢話我哋係閃嘅後代。
Actually, we don't know how Shem looked like.
其實我都唔知閃係點樣樣嘅。
But we know roughly what he looks like because when we look at each other, we know we look a bit like us.
但係咧，我哋彼此大家睇大家嘅時候就覺得，哎呀，我哋都知道閃係點樣樣嘅，因為我哋都係咁嘅樣嘅。
But then when we ask further, who is the, the father of Shem? Oh, the brother knows, so it's Noah.
咁我哋再問啊，邊個係閃嘅爸爸咧？我知道係挪亞。
And we ask further, and who is the ancestor of Noah?
咁我哋再問啊，挪亞嘅祖先係邊個咧？
A bit quiet.
咁好似安靜咗喎。
Of course we know the answer.
我都知道個答案啦。
Do you know the answer?
你知道答案嗎？
Can you tell me the answer? Who is the ancestor of Noah?
羅德嘅祖先係邊個啊？
Noah 嘅祖先。
羅亞祖先係邊個咧？
Adam。
亞當啊。
係。Right, absolutely right.
係啦。
If you don't think that you are the descendant of Adam, then most likely the alternative is you are descendant of an ape.
如果你唔認你係亞當嘅後裔咧，咁可能咧你就係猿人嘅後裔啦。
What is the meaning of the word Adam? What that name? What does it mean?
亞當呢個名字講點解咧
？Any suggestion?
有冇人提議咧
？Man, yeah，
就係人嘅意思啦。
Man with a capital M。
大草嘅 M 人。
So I don't know whether any one of us brother is called Adam。
當中有冇弟兄個名叫做亞當咧
？If you were called Adam, you are just a man。
如果你係個名叫亞當咧，你只不過係個人。
So what it means for God to give the one he created, a man called Adam, he means that this man represents the human race, man.
当神创造这个亚当的时候叫个名字叫亚当意思是人意思就是说呢他是作为人的一个代表。
He's the representative of all humanity. Whether you're Chinese, English, American, whatever color of your skin is you are in Adam.
所以无论你的肤色你的种族只要你是人无论你是哪一美国人中国人好你都是亚当的后人。
And we know Adam and Eve, they have fallen in the Garden of Eden.
亚当和夏娃在伊甸园当中堕落了。
So humanity, the whole of humanity from then onwards,has fallen.
因此整个人的族类自此之后都是堕落。
So Jesus came, when Luke traced back his genealogy, he traced back it's from Adam, Adam is the son of God.
因此当这个路加追溯耶稣基督的族谱的家谱的时候就一路咁追向上数到这个亚当。
But the Bible also say, in 1 Corinthians, it tells us clearly that Jesus is not the first Adam.
但是呢在这个哥林多前书很清楚告诉我们听耶稣不是第一个亚当不是首先的亚当。
That Adam was the first Adam.
那个亚当就是首先的亚当。
But Jesus is not that first Adam.
主耶稣不是首先的亚当。
It says that the first Adam is of earth.
首先亚当是出于土。
It's natural.
自然的。
But it says the second man is also the same person called the last Adam is from heaven and he is spiritual.
第二个人呢那是源于天那是从天上面那是属灵的。
This last Adam, this second man, quickens us, quicken those who are in the first Adam.
末后亚当就是第二个人，叫我们的灵里面被苏醒。
we awaken towards God. Our spirit is awakened and we worship God in spirit and in truth.
祂叫我們的靈魂來到甦醒，叫我們能夠在真理，在靈裡面來到敬拜主的自己。
It says of the first Adam, it's just a living soul.
首先的亞當只不過活的魂。
The last Adam is the one who quickens you. It's the spirit who quickens.
末後的亞當那是叫我們的靈來到甦醒。
So what was lost in Adam?
所以在这个亚当里面失落了的。
What was lost in the Son of God, this small son, Adam?
在这个神的儿子就是讲这个亚当里面所失落的。
What is lost in Adam?
在亚当里面究竟失落了什么呢？
What is lost in Adam, the humanity in Adam?
在亚当里面这个人的族类里面所失落的失落了什么呢？
And God has to saveAnd seek and save that which is lost in Adam.
神就是你要寻找恢复在亚当里面所失落了的。
And that which is lost in Adam and is found in the last Adam in Jesus.
那个在亚当里面失落了的，就是在末后的亚当基督耶稣里面被寻找得回来的。
That which is lost in that son, that Adam, is found in Jesus, and through him, God has found sons.
在这个他的儿子就是亚当里面所失落了的，在这个末后的亚当神的儿子里面，藉着耶稣基督被恢复，被得着。
Because Jesus is the Son of God.
因为耶稣乃是神的儿子。
So you see the purpose of God's coming to seek and to save that which is lost, lost in Adam, but found in his son, Jesus.
因此耶稣基督你要寻找失落的人，他去寻找并且得着在亚当里面所失去的。
So today, in Christ, in his son,We are sons. We have sonship.
因此今日我们是在基督里，我们成为众子，能够得着儿子的名分。
We have, as I began just now, we have the life of his son. This is the reason why we can be sons.
刚才讲过了，我们有儿子的生命，所以我们才能够作为儿子。
And how do we...Become the sons of God. How do we have His life?
我哋点样样先能够成为神嘅众子？我哋点样样先能够得着佢嘅生命呢
？It's through the Holy Spirit.
那系藉住圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit in us. First of all, in Romans, they say, when it comes into you, the Holy Spirit will bring that relationship with God as son and a father.
喺罗马书嗰度讲到。当圣灵临到我们的时候，他将我们在里面带进一个父和子的关系放在我们里面。
And this is absolutely important because this is the purpose of God.
这个是十分重要的，这个是神的旨意。
Because in Ephesians it says he has predestined us before the foundation of the earth to be sons. To have the sonship, to be through adoption.
在这个以弗所书那里你要讲到他在创世以前就预先预定我们得着这个儿子的名分。
So the Holy Spirit comes into us, at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit not only brought, the church into existence, but also brought those who are saved into sonship.
所以在五旬节圣灵降临的时候，他不单止叫这个教会在那里来被建立，并且还引领我们众人进入这个儿子的名分当中。
We are sons.
我们都是儿子。
And sisters, you are sons.
姊妹们你们都是儿子。
But you are brother son or sister son.
所以你是弟兄的作儿子或者姊妹作儿子。
So how important? How privileged we are.
所以我們有何等的重要何等的權利。
Do you know, if we are servants, if we are servants of God,
曉得嗎?如果我們作為神的僕人,
if we are just like the prodigal son, when he returned, because I've sinned against heaven and against God, against the Father, so I'm not worthy to be his son, I ask him to call me an employee.
你說嗎?你曉得嗎?如果我們作為這個浪子,當我們回到來的時候,我覺得我得罪了天,又得罪了地,我不配作為兒子,叫我作這個僕人,
一
個僱工。
But the father did, you read Luke 16, you found that the father, when he saw the son said, yes, I have sinned against heaven and earth, sinned against God, but stop there. The father didn't let him say, call me your an employee. No. No. The sonship, he wants sonship. He wants to restore the lost sonship in Christ. So, no. Even though you a prodigal son, you now return, you admitted, you confessed, you have sinned against me. Truly, you are not worthy.
雖然那個兒子心裡邊想，我回到去我就作僱工，但當我來到這個父的面前，他當我講到我得罪了天，又得罪了神的時候，這個父不再讓他講下去，因為父的心意是叫他，要叫他回復回有作這個兒子的名分。
We are not worthy, true.
當然我們不配。
But then in his purpose of saving that which is lost in Adam, he wants sons, he wants sonship. He doesn't want us to be an employee.
因此在他的旨意的裡面，他是要叫我們回復，來到得回作為兒子的名分。他願意我們作兒子，他不願意我們作僱工。
So we can appreciate the sonship. We do not need to doubt this at all.
我們應當是很顧惜這個的作兒子的名分這件事情，我們不需要覺得是不配的，
很
懷疑的。
So in bringing many sons to glory,
要將很多兒子帶進榮耀的裏面去。
He does not just save us, give us sonship, call us sons. He intends to bring many sons to what? To glory.
他不單止只是叫我們作兒子，因此我們有兒子的名分，他乃是要引領我們行到去那個榮耀的當中。
So shall we read from Hebrews chapter 2?
因此請我們翻開希伯來書的第二章。
And we read from verse 10.
請從第十節開始聽我們讀。
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10.
希伯來書二章十節。
For it became him,for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make perfect the leader of their salvation through sufferings.
原来那为万物所属，为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合宜的。
So this, our Lord Jesus, the leader of our salvation, he was put through sufferings.
因此我們的耶穌基督作我們元帥的，他是受了苦難的。
It says to make perfect the leader of their salvation.
因受苦難得以完全。
It means that he,through that suffering, he is taking that position to lead many sons into glory, to bring many sons into glory.
因为因着受苦，佢要引领好多儿子进荣耀里边去。
He has the responsibility.
佢有嗰个嘅责任。
He is a leader.
佢系嗰个嘅元帅，系作为带领。
And through this suffering, he is made fit to be the leader.
因着受苦难，佢系配作呢个元帅。
You know.Something which is not cheap requires no suffering. Something which is cheap requires no suffering.
如果是那些廉价的，它并不需要受苦的。
Something which is easy requires him does not require him to suffer for us.
如果有些很容易得着的，不需要他受苦。
You see, sonship is something so precious.So valuable before God.
儿子的名分在神的面前是何等的尊贵的。
Brother and sister, for those who have children.
弟兄姊妹，如果你有孩子的话。
You know how you don't get anything from them of valuable without paying a price.
如果你从来不会觉得你的孩子是没有价值的，因为你所有你在他身上所付出的十分重的代价。
You want to get out something which is precious, which is very valuable in God's eyes.
你愿意在从他身上得着一些在神眼中是十分贵重的。
But you found that you just provide him with the things of this world, and that in themselves,do not bring forth which is so valuable in that life.
如果我只是将地上边嘅美物嚟到供应佢哋嘅话，并唔能够喺佢哋嘅生命嘅里边引出一啲喺神眼中看为有价值嘅品质。
Which is beautiful.
喺神眼中看为美嘅。
Which is gracious.
喺神眼中看为有恩典嘅。
So to get this something which is so precious.Out of the life of our children, as parents, often it's the mothers she travails for the son, for the daughters.
好多时就系呢个作为母亲嘅，为着要喺孩子嘅身上边得着啲宝贵嘅性质，佢喺嗰度嚟到忍受呢个生产之苦。
Like Paul, because he wanted something so precious, so wonderful, so abundant.In that the Galatian Christian will grow and be conformed to the full image of his son, so he traveled for them.
好似保罗为着加拉太嘅信徒受生产之苦一样，佢就喺嗰度为佢受呢个苦，呢个生产之苦，好叫佢哋喺当中能够生出一啲属灵美好嘅品质
，so that they can be fully conformed.To his son,
叫佢哋好能够被磨成神儿子耶稣基督嘅样式。
So the reason for his travail is that he sees something so precious that we can be conformed to the image of his son. There's no other way, no cheaper way. It's not just a doctrine, it's just not a teaching, but his travails for them.
佢点解要为佢受生产之苦呢？唔系藉着一啲嘅道理，唔系藉着一啲嘅教导，乃系因为睇见作为被磨成神儿子基督样式嗰个宝贵需要，因此佢保罗愿意为佢再受生产之苦。
So we're talking so often about a second generation.
我哋讲紧我哋嘅下一代。
And in God's eye, there is no grandchildren.
在神的眼中并没有作为孙儿的属灵的后代。
There are no grandsons and no granddaughters in the family of God.
在神的家里面没有这个孙仔孙女。
Your sons.
都是作为儿子。
Or daughters.
或者女儿。
Or son, brother son, or daughter son.
或者弟兄的儿子或者姊妹儿子。
So you can see that in the family of God, as we, in this family of God,We have the second generation, the third generation.
神的家里面按着来讲是有第二代、第三代。
And we all need to realize that God has, but in God's family, God has no grandchildren.
但我们同样要知道在神的家里面神是没有孙子的。 只有儿子。
It's our responsibility as brother and sister, as parents, if we want something of value, something of God to be born in us or in them, it's not something cheap that we can use or employ to bring this about.
因此我哋弟兄姊妹，我哋作為父母，我哋願意大家嚟到曉得如果你要喺你嘅兒女身上邊得著一啲美好嘅被神數算嘅，呢、這個衰乃又要從你要生出嚟嘅。
Travail
乃需要經歷生產之苦嚟到再生出嚟。
So we see the leader of our salvation, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God.He travailed for us. He went through suffering. He went through the cross to bring what? Not some, just a title, a sonship, but to bring that which is precious, the life of God, the life of the Son of God.
因此我们的救主，我们的元帅，他乃是感受到又需要好，他需要受苦难，他需要钉十字架。才能够得着一些很宝贵的，他不是叫我们单单叫我们只是得着儿子的名分这个称呼，他乃是叫我要实际得着，因此他为我们经历这一切。
And he sees, the Lord sees the purpose of God in having sons. He comes to find sons in him. He sees this very clearly. And in Hebrews, he all even more.He says that to have these sons, he travailed for them.
我们的主耶稣看见父神的旨意是需要儿子，他就来到地上边为父神要寻找得着这些儿子，并且他在那里来实行，他受这个苦难，再受生产之苦，叫这些儿子来被得着。
So he started this, and grace started.It's the starting point. Grace starts.
因此喺藉着恩典你要开始。
But grace in bringing, in carrying through.
但系恩典并唔停止喺嗰度，恩典喺嗰度人将我哋带进去。
Grace in bringing many sons.
并且藉着恩典引领众子。
Grace in crowning the sons.
恩典。叫呢啲呢个众子们得着呢个冠冕。
Grace in bringing them to glory。
并且藉着恩典引领佢进入荣耀嘅里面。
So you see how wonderful, how precious this is, the sonship that we can have through our Lord。
所以我哋睇见系何等嘅奇妙，何等嘅宝贵，我哋能够透过我哋主耶稣。得着儿子的名分
，bringing us into glory，
引领我哋进入荣耀嘅里面。
You see, when God wants to conform us, as we read later in Romans 8:28, when we see that God wants to conform us into the image of His Son，
迟啲我哋睇到啊，罗马书八章二十八节嗰度提到神愿意。将我们无成神儿子的形状。
But he starts off like this. God starts off in this way.
但是神在那里是这样开始的。
He will reveal his son to you.
他会将他的儿子启示在我们心的里面。
As he has revealed his son to Paul and to Peter.
好像他将他的儿子启示给彼得，启示给保罗一样。
And he will proclaim.He will make a proclamation. He will confirm that Jesus is his son, in whom he is well pleased. Listen to him.
他并且在那里是这样宣告的，这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
He will proclaim from heaven. He will first start. He started in proclaiming, in confirming his son.
他在那里开始了来到宣告这个是他的儿子。
We, as far as I know, there are two occasions God make a confirmation, declaration from heaven that this son is his son in whom he is well pleased.
我記得聖經上有兩次神在天上邊嚟到宣告確認這是我的愛子是我所喜悅的。
You see, he never just do a work conforming you to his son without actually confirming, making sure that you know this is his beloved son.
他不單止在那裡來到無將我們無成兒子的樣式，並且他必然在那裡宣告，並且在那裡確認，哇，這個是乃他的兒子。
And this proclamation, this assurance is not from outside anymore, but it's in our heart, in within.
這個宣告，這個確據，再不好像往昔般在外邊，在我們心裡邊來曉得。
And that's the reason why Paul prayed, oh, may he pray in Ephesians, say,He asked God to grant us a spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we surely, we fully know Him.
所以保罗喺嗰度祷告父神将嗰个赐人智慧同埋启示嘅灵叫我哋能够真知道他。
You see, most of us are very familiar with the message.Of the book of Ephesians.
我哋众人都好晓得以弗所书里边嘅信息。
Is to do with the church.
那系同教会有关系嘅。
But then Paul did not pray, grant them the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that they will know the church.
但保罗唔系净系讲到求神将个赐人智慧同启示灵俾佢哋，叫佢哋能够认识教会。
To know his son.
那系真认识他，那系指住佢儿子。
Because this without knowing him.Without him being confirmed, assured, and making sure that he is the Son of God. And Paul said, we pray for you that you will know him. He will be revealed to you.
因此如果我们里面是不晓得他是神的儿子没有那个确据的时候保罗就在那里祷告愿你们晓得真知道他神的儿子，并且在里边得着嗰个嘅确据。
If you do not have Jesus revealed to you, all these other things, the church and every other thing, a sonship will just be some knowledge.
如果你冇得着神嘅儿子耶稣基督启示喺你个里边嘅时候，你所晓得啲教会儿子嘅名分，只不过有知识。
So God always starts with putting His Son forward, confirming to us, assuring us this is His beloved Son in whom He is well pleased.
因此神常常在我们里面做这个工作，叫我们认识这个是他儿子，并且叫我们有十分的确据，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And with this, He can then bring us to sonship. He can also...obtain his church as the bride.
因着如此，佢先至能够叫我哋得着儿子嘅名分，并且叫教会成为佢嘅新妇。
So it's very important.
所以系好紧要嘅。
We always wonder why Paul pray that we may know him fully, not just know him, but know him in experience, know him through this revelation.
所以你就曉得保羅點解喺嗰度禱告話真知道他呢、這個知道唔係單單嘅知道那係要完全嘅知道喺啟示裏邊嚟睇見佢。
Because he is the one who is all in all。
因為耶穌基督就係嗰個充滿一切嘅一切。
He is the one everything will be hinged on him。
耶穌基督就係天上地下所有一切都係靠佢為中心嘅。
It will be in him will be made one.
在基督的里面叫天上地下所有的同归于一。
So you realize that in bringing us into sonship, he will also reveal to us his son in our heart.
因此当他将这个儿子的名分给我们的时候同时也都会将他的儿子启示在我们众人的心里面。
And this is being conformed to him is not an outward matter, we know, because it's conformed. This word is being molded like him.
将我们众人磨成神儿子的样式，并不在外边的，乃在里边的，被磨造。
It's like, I don't know whether how many of you have seen the sterling pound.
不知道有几多人看过这个英镑的这个银币呢？
The sterling pound?
这个英镑
Is, if you convert, it's 1.5, is it? American dollars.
如果你将它折成美金，大概个半啦。
But in this coin, there is an imprint of whom?
你使这个银币，使乜注咗边个人在上边啊？
英女王the queen.
英女王
So they make these coins. Every coin will have the crowned queen of Great Britain. We nearly lost Great Britain. If Scotland voted to leave Great Britain, we really lost it. And queen will be smaller in this coin.
在这个银上边呢，就有大英帝国带着皇冠的女王的模样。但如果投票这个苏格兰离开了，分离了出去的话呢，那这个皇后呢就变小了。
So you know, in being molded, being conformed to the image of his son, so we are like, make like him.
所以我们当说被磨成、被铸成神儿子的模样的时候，就说我们被做到似他的儿子一样。
So we all look different.
但我们外表都是不一样的。
But we all will be like him.
但我们将要似他。
As our brother prayed at the Lord's table, we will be like him for sure because we will see him as he is.
因为我们都要似佢，因为我哋都要嚟到面见我哋嘅主。
And this is so wonderful.
系何等嘅美妙。
So we just look at Romans chapter 6.
我哋嚟到睇呢个罗马书第六章。
Now we are now thinking about meditating on being conformed.In bringing us to be conformed to the image of his son,
我哋大家都喺度嚟到跟住呢个思路我哋要被磨成神儿子嘅形状。
咁 this verse we know is from chapter 8 verse 29 and 30 speaks of the purpose of God.
呢个系记载喺罗马书八章二十九章
二十九节。
八章二十九节同埋三十节。
We ask a brother to read.
请听我读第二十九节，八章二十九节。因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，或者系磨成他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中作长子。预先所定下的，又召他们来；所召来的人，又称他们为义；所称义的人，又叫他们得荣耀。
This says, glory speaks of the glory.
这里就提到这个荣耀。
And this in, Paul speaks of this conforming in chapter 6 of Romans.
在罗马书第六章，保罗就提到磨成、磨样的这件事情。
We read verse 4 and 5.
我们可以来读第四节和第五节。
Okay, we read together, shall we?
我们一同来读。
Whether it's in English or Cantonese?
无论是中文或英文，我一同来读。
Chapter 6, verse 4 and 5.
第六章第四节和第五节。所以我们藉着浸礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新的样式，像基督藉着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上 与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Now, this word Chinese is a union, 联合。
中文这个是联合。
And then we know, we read in English, in Darby's translation, it's become identified
with him.
Identify is the verb, 动词。
认同这个字是一个动词。
But then there is a noun, identity, 你的身份。
但是一个名词就是你的身份。身份。
So we identify with him in his death, and we also identify with him in his resurrection.
所以说我们联合在与他的死里有联合，或者与他的复活里有联合，那是讲着我们这个人那个身，我们的身份，他的身份成为我们的身份。
And through this act of baptism, it speaks of this reality, this what's happened in us.
藉着这个的受浸，就将一个属灵的实际你要讲出来，就在我们身上边有一些实际的变化作成了。
So this union is to have a new identity of the Lord.
这个的联合就叫主耶稣的这个身份作在我们身上。
A new identity through his death, buried, and a new identity through raising with him in resurrection.
就是藉着他的死和藉着他的复活，叫我们有一个新的身份。
And then we have this newness of life. 一个一种新生的样式。
叫我们有一个新的样式。
Okay. I think Brother Wong had once used an illustration, which is very good.
我想到黃弟兄曾經有個咁嘅舉例係好好嘅。
I know that in America you don't have identity card, do you?
我知道喺美國係冇身份證嘅。
In Canada they don't have either.
喺美國喺加拿大都冇身份證呢件事。
You see, in England we also don't have because we follow America.
喺英國我都冇，因為我跟美國嘛。
But then we have a driving license.
但是我有驾车执照。
Do you have a driving license?
是，我也有。Yeah.
The driving license has your photograph?
有，我们大家都有相片在上面的，驾车执照。
You see, this is a British driving license.
这个呢就是英国的驾车执照。
It's my driving license.
就是弟兄的车牌。
It's mine.
是我的。
It's not yours.
是他的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because it's got my photograph.
因为有我的相片在上面。
True, it's got my name, it's got my date of birth, where I was born, when did I pass my driving test, etc.
有很多资料，我的名字，我几时出世，我几时考到这个驾照。
So this is my identity, poor David Wong.
所以这个就是这个可怜的 David Wong 的驾驶执照了。
David Wong 这个人。
这个人的驾驶执照。
But in Romans 6, we are told.
但是在罗马书六章。
This person here.
这里这个人。
Whether it's Simon or whoever.
无论是 Simon 弟兄或者哪一位。
What has he gone through?
他经历了什么呢?
He has gone through the identifying or being identified with the death of the Lord on the cross.
他都曾经经历过一同与主联合在十字架上边的死。
So you see each one of us.
所以你看见在我们每一个。
We have been identified with him on the cross. We've been nailed on the cross with him.
我们都曾经在十字架上边与他的联合，那是他钉十字架，就是我们钉十字架。
And we have been identified with him in his death and in his burial.
我们亦都在他的死和他埋葬里边与他的联合。
So this David Wong is finished.
所以David Wong弟兄就已經完咗啦。
My identity is finished.
佢舊嘅已經完了。
我嘅身份已經完了。 The 身份, the identity as David Wong is finished.
舊有David Wong呢個身份已經完結了。
Because yes, I have identified with the Lord in his death.
因為我喺耶穌基督嘅死裏邊已經與佢一同聯合。
But that is wonderful.
呢個係何等嘅奇妙。
Some of you have been baptized. If you were put immersed in the water and forever stay inside, it will be, what happened?
如果你受浸嘅時候一直將佢浸喺裏邊，會發生咩事咧？
What happened?
會點啊？
Drown.
浸死啦。
So you, your brother who baptized, your brother is baptized, quickly to lift you up from the water.
所以呢，施浸弟兄呢，浸你落去，好快就將你喺水裏邊帶翻上嚟啦。
Here it says that we are identified with his resurrection.
藉著咁從水裏邊起嚟，叫我哋聯合喺佢嘅復活嘅當中。
That we have the new likeness of the Lord.
叫我哋有新生嘅樣式。
The likeness, the new identity.
就係新嘅身份，呢個新嘅身份。
I haven't seen Jesus yet.
我仲未面對面見到主耶穌。
But you can imagine.
但你可以想像。
If we can have a photograph of Jesus, that will be quite wonderful.
如果我有主耶穌嘅照片咧，好奇妙嘅。
But we are not asked to worship the photograph.
但我唔係叫大家去崇拜一啲嘅相片。
But you imagine. This photograph is now Jesus.
但你要想象，如果呢個身份證上邊嗰個相片係耶穌基督。
You, Simon, you have Jesus there.
咁Simon弟兄咧，亦都會有個耶穌喺嗰度。
Brothers, sisters, you have Jesus. It's a new identity.
弟兄姊妹們，你嘅身份證上邊都有耶穌個樣喺嗰度。 成為你嘅身份。
You have identified with him.
因為你與佢有聯合。
You haven't done anything.
你冇做過任何事啊。
You just identify with him.
你只不過係與佢有聯合。
Identify in his death and identify in his resurrection.
與佢嘅死你有聯合，與佢嘅復活你有聯合。
So all of you, I'm quite sure, well, 99%, maybe 100% of you already identify with him.
所以呢度大部分99%甚至100%已經與主你有聯合啦。If
you are not yet, I pray that today you will have a new identity.
如果你還未有嘅話，我願意為你禱告，叫你係真正得咗新嘅身份。So
all of us so different. All of us look so different.
我哋眾人嘅外表都不一樣。All
of us look like Adam.
我卻似亞當。But
all of us now look like Jesus, new identity.
但我哋眾人現今都有呢個新嘅樣式，都係似我哋嘅主耶穌，因為我哋有個新嘅身份。So
the Word of God say, though the body may have many parts.
所以聖經話，我身體上邊肢體雖多。
It's still one body.
仍然一個身體。
It says in Christ the same.
喺基督裏邊，也是一樣。
In Christ we are all one, having the same identity.
喺基督裏面，我哋都係一樣，因為我有同一個新嘅樣式，同一個身份。
It is through this new identity he starts conforming us to himself.
因著有呢個新嘅身份，佢開始喺嗰度將我哋眾人磨成佢嘅樣式。
It's being to be molded.
係需要模造嘅。So
brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹們,
in bringing us many sons to glory.
神要將眾子引到榮耀嘅裏邊去。
He first revealed to us his son.
佢首先將佢兒子啟示喺我哋眾人嘅心裏面。
And revealed to us our new identity.
都將呢個新嘅身份啟示喺我哋眾人嘅心裏面。
And then the Holy Spirit. Will conform us to be like him.
聖靈開始 无造我哋，叫我哋能够似佢。
What is this? What does this mean? Image? What does it mean by the word image?
啊，呢个嘅形状究竟系啊点解咧？
Because we were created according to the image. God says, "Let us create man according to our image."
因为
our likeness
开始啊，神造人嘅时候就话啊，要叫佢做佢成为我哋嘅似我嘅形状，像我哋嘅样式。
So he's going to put back, he's going to form in us the image of God, the image of his son.
啊，因此佢要喺我哋嘅里边将啊神嘅啊儿子嘅形状放喺我哋嘅里面。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，I said to Brother William, my first session should finish at 10:45.
Sorry. 我同弟兄讲话啊，我应该10:09就完第一堂噶啦。
So, we will carry on. But now shall we sing a hymn so that brother and sister, you can have all those we just shared, and I hope you understand. And with this, then God can bring us into glory.
啊，或者我而家啊唱下一首，唱一首诗歌啊，叫我哋大家消化一下啊。嗱啊，我一阵再翻嚟啊，继续。
I'm going to carry on, but I will then share about the salvation of our souls.
啊，我会继续嚟到交通道魂嘅得救。
It's all very linked up with the sonship.
呢个乃系同呢个啊儿子嘅名分系有十分嘅关系。
Thank the Lord.
啊，感谢主。
The Lord will bring us.
主要必然要引领我哋。
That we at the end will be all is well with my soul.
啊，我哋到终结嘅时候，我嘅灵。必然安稳，我系魂必然要安稳。
Just now we were sharing about the process of conforming。
啊，头先我哋嚟到交通道啊呢个无造嘅过程。
So we read from Hebrews a passage we many of us are very familiar with。
啊，或者我哋啊嚟到再读呢个啊希伯来书，就一段我哋好熟悉嘅圣经。
Is Hebrews chapter 12.
在这个希伯来书的十二章。
We ask our brother to read from verse, chapter 12, verse 5, to verse 8.
我哋从中文，从希伯来书十二章五节读到八节，请听我读。你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话，说：我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心，因为主所爱的他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子，焉有儿子不被父亲管教呢？管教原是众子所共受的。你们若不受管教，就是狮子，不是儿子了。
Yes, here speaks of the disciplining, chastising of sons.
啊，呢度咧啊讲到啊众子啊被管教啊被鞭打嘅个嘅事情。
It speaks of all sons will receive discipline.
啊，佢话所有嘅儿子都必然要被管教嘅。
Who hasn't received discipline, chastisement from the father? Who hasn't? Raise your hand.
啊，如果你冇被啊父亲啊管教过啊打过，请你举手。
唔系打咁惨嘅。
哦，管教啊。
Actually, this word chastising means child training. Actually, 唔系我哋中国人嘅观念，打嗰啲嘅观念。
哦。
啊，个鞭打咧呢度系 就鞭打呢個係一啲嘅唔係體罰，呢個咧係 child training。啊，佢唔係叫我哋打我啲細路哥。
So a chastening is just disciplining. It's not
corporal punishment. Yeah. So who hasn't received? Of course, our father won't do this. But the disciplining, child training, who hasn't received it?
有邊個冇被父親管教過嘅咧
？Okay, I think we all have.
我相信大家都被父親管過嘅。
Congratulations.
恭喜你啊
！If you haven't, you haven't received chastising. If you haven't received chastising.
如果你冇被父親管教過嘅話咧
，You are not son.
咁你就係唔係兒子？
And ask another question.
然之後我又還有第二個問題。
So you all have received chastising, yeah, including myself.
包埋我自己都曾經被管教過嘅。
At that time when you're going through this, were you very happy?
當你受管教嘅時候，你咪好開心咧
？Were you going about with a smiling face?
係咪被管教嘅時候咧，仲笑嘻嘻嘅咧
？Maybe some of you are. I don't know. Maybe you.Have such a bubbly character.
或者有啲人係咁啊，或者你有一個好樂天嘅性格啊。
But when you are really undergoing child training, chastising, or disciplining from the father, sometimes through circumstances, sometimes through people, sometimes through your stubbornness.
有陣時當我哋受呢個管教、受呢個父親訓練嘅時候藉著有陣時藉著呢個環境，有陣時藉著一啲嘅人有陣時因著我哋嘅固執。
Because we're so stubborn, we go against our Heavenly Father.
因著我嘅硬頸我哋向著我哋天父嘅硬頸著頸項。
Or whatever in us that God wants to bring many sons to glory, so He has to.Deal with us.
因着神要将众子引领到荣耀嘅里边去，佢必然要对付我哋。
So any of you say I've been very happy when I go through chastising.
喺我当中有冇人觉得当我经过呢个管教嘅时候，我里边系开心嘅咧
？Congratulations.
感谢主吓。
Because The Bible says, when we are going through chastisement, we do not feel very happy.
因為聖經咁講話，當我哋經歷管教嘅時候咧，我哋唔會覺得開心。
This is verse 11.
呢個喺十一節嗰度咁講，當時不覺得快。
But no chastening at the time seems to be a matter of joy.
係啦，就係犯管教嘅事，當時不覺得快樂。
But of grief.
但是反覺得受苦。
Sometimes we are a bit unsure. Sometimes we are a bit unsure.
有陣時我哋裏邊並冇乜確據。
Sometimes you are really chastised by God, but you are so happy.
有陣時咧，神真係管教你嘅，你又覺得快樂。
Why are you happy?
點解你會快樂？
Because you still do not know this is a chastising of God.
因為你仲唔曉得呢個神嘅管教。
You still go about your own way.
你仲按著自己嘅旨意嚟去行。
You still 哈哈哈哈 我真係爽 so wonderful myself.
就覺得自己仲好叻好爽嚇。
If you are really the sons of God and He chastised you, it's not a matter of having joy that, but it's a matter of grief.And this grief, what does it mean by this grief? That is in you, you realize something that you have gone away from God. Your character is different to God.
当你被主管教的时候，你应当里边觉得受苦。你点解觉得受苦呢？那是你里边自责我自己嗰个性格，点解唔似主呢？我已经离开咗主啦。
But for those who have exercised through this child training,
嗰啲要作出管教嘅，
经历过，
经历管教嘅。
But useful afterwards, use peaceful fruit of righteousness. to those exercised by it. This is verse 11.
11节后半句，后来却为那经炼过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
So you see there's a process here.
所以你睇见喺呢度咧，原来咧有一个嘅过程。
The God does not want us to stay in having no joy, stay in grief.
啊，神唔愿意我哋长久逗留喺啊冇喜乐啊喺呢个受苦嘅当中。
He wants us to pass through that.
佢要叫我哋嚟到经过呢一齐。
Pass through this chastisement.
啊，你要越过咗啊呢个管教嘅过程。
Though at the chastisement we feel terrible.
啊，虽然啊经历管教，我系觉得唔开心。
This terribleness, this feeling terrible, is that in us, we are grief, we feel grief, we feel sorry, we feel we are as sons.We have fallen, we have stumbled.
啊，呢个唔开心嘅感觉，叫我里边受苦，因为我系觉得我系儿子，我系点解会跌倒咧
？We are going through being chastised by our heavenly Father.
我系被呢个天父嚟管教。
And this sometimes takes months, and sometimes takes years.
啊，有阵时呢个管教过程系以月嚟数算，有啲系以年份嚟数算嘅。
Because God wants to get something.Precious. God wants to get something valuable before Him.
啊，因为啊，主要喺呢个人里面得着一啲宝贵，得着一啲有价值嘅。
This preciousness is, it says here, yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness.
啊，呢度能够喺主面前有价值存留嘅，就系平安嘅果子。
So it bears for fruit.
啊，原来咧系结果子嘅。
You must remember, brother and sister, when we go through, now remember, you are going through, God does not want you to be stuck there.
你知道吗？我们是经历，神不愿意你永远停留在那个过程当中。
To be stuck there and not change.
啊，如果你是停留在那里，你就没有被改变。
God wants you to have, to be, to share, His character, His life.
啊、神愿意我哋嚟要分享佢嘅生命啊，佢嘅性情。
To share in His holiness，
系与佢嘅圣洁有份。
To be benefited by this chastising，
啊，藉住呢个管教得益处。
This is the purpose of God chastising us。
呢个乃系神管教我哋嘅目的。
So it's not putting you through difficulties and sufferings and tribulation and let you stick.Just stay there. This is not the final purpose of God.
啊，神唔系叫我哋受难处、经啊试炼，永远停留喺嗰度。呢个并唔系神嘅永远嘅意思。
This is only a passing through.
啊，我只不过系需要经过一个阶段。
And then at the end, it will generate, it will bring forth something so precious in our lives, the life of the Son.Becoming fruitful, becoming abundance in us.
啊，到最终嘅时候，叫我哋里面有神儿子嘅生命，并且呢个生命乃系多结果子嘅。
And eventually will bring many sons to glory.
啊，并且末了系要引众子进入荣耀嘅里面。
When we go through chastising,
啊，当我哋经历呢个管教嘅时候
，we don't feel any glory.
啊，我哋唔觉得好荣耀嘅。
We feel we have.Fail God.
我哋觉得啊，我哋啊真系喺神面前失败。
Or we cannot go through the suffering.
啊，或者我哋觉得我哋真系过唔到呢啲嘅苦难。
And we feel we are downcast, as in verse 13.
啊，好似啊十三节啊嗰度嚟到讲话啊，我哋啊
会低沉，
会好低沉。
And we feel that our hands are hung down.
啊，我哋觉得啊，我哋嘅手都垂下啦。
And our knees are failing.
啊！我嘅腳嚟到發酸啊
！We feel that we can't walk。
我哋甚至乎覺得我哋走唔到呢條路。
We are lame。
啊！我哋好似瘸子一樣。
And we feel very sad。
我哋好啊羞愧。
And we feel very introspective。
啊！我哋覺得啊，甚至乎啊冇乜意思咁。
And we feel we are bondage。
啊！我哋覺得我又受捆綁。
And we feel wretched, like what Paul says in chapter 7. Of Romans, we all wretched men that I am.
哦，係好似羅馬書啊第七章啊嗰度講到啊，我係一個何等，
我真是苦啊！
我真是苦啊
！Who can save me？
啊，邊個能夠拯救我咧
？Shall we turn to another scripture？
啊，我哋請睇另一節聖經。
About the process of bringing many sons to glory。
啊，就係、是、啊要提交通到。引进众子进呢个荣耀当中嘅过程。
Just now we share about chastising。
啊，头先我哋提到呢个管教。
We share about passing through, passing through. The end is glory。
我哋提到啊，交通道啊，经过啊，最终嘅目的啊，乃系得着荣耀。
We read from Psalm 84。
啊，诗篇八十四篇。
A psalm that many of us are very familiar with。
啊，乃係我哋眾人所啊好熟悉嘅一首詩篇。
So we just read verse 5 to verse 7。
啊，我哋讀第五節到第七節。
We ask a brother to read in our midst so that we can also listen to your reading。
啊，請啊在座弟兄們嚟讀我哋聽第五到第七節。
Psalm 84,
詩篇八十四篇,
verse 5 to 7,
第五至到第七節。靠你，
So start with the blessedness of a man whose strength is in God and in their hearts are the highways. The highways are the way, the aspiration, the desire to worship Him, to come to Him.
这里说到一个有福的人靠着神的力量里面想往这个锡安大道。这个锡安大道说到这个人里面有一个渴想他要高升高到神那里去。
The strength, whose strength is in God.
他的力量是靠着神而得的。
Then we, somehow we read, there is a valley of Baca.
跟着呢我们就读到有流泪谷。
This valley of Baca, it means weeping.
这个就是流泪谷。
In Chinese it's weeping.
在中文这个 Baca 就是流泪。
But it says passing through.
但是呢这个讲到经过流泪谷。
Passing through.
经过。
It's something often like this. When we want God, when we want to draw near to Him, when we want Him to His life to increase in us.
当我们想靠近神当我们想主的生命在我们身上更丰富的时候
When we want this growing this increase of the Lord in us
当我们里面有一个渴想主在我们里面增加的时候
And our hearts are so desirous Oh, I just want God to be my portion I want Him and Him alone
我里面有一个十分的渴想愿意主成为我的份我单单要得着主的自己
Then we find ourselves passing through the valley of Baca.
我哋却见到，原来我经过呢个流泪谷。
Passing through.
经过。
Brother and sister, how many of us have passed through or passing through this valley of Baca?
我哋当中有冇弟兄姊妹，你曾经经过流泪谷，或者你经过紧流泪谷咧
？You pass through the disciplining of God.
你乃是经历紧主的管教。
Everything seems to be out of control of yourself, by you.
好似所有的事物都是你控制不到的。
A lot of things are happening which are very sad and which hurt you and breaks your heart.
事情的发生叫你来到心碎，叫你来到忧伤。
But then, going through it, passing through.
但是经过了呢?
This become a wellspring.
但是之后呢,就成为泉源之地。
Yea, the early rain covereth it with blessing. Cover this valley of Baca with blessings.
有秋雨之福盖满了全谷，这个谷就是流泪谷。
There is always the promise of glory.
在这里常有这个应许，就是这个应许得着荣耀。
It's always the promise at the end, after passing through, the abundance.
当经过之后，一定是有应许的，因为应许是叫我得着丰满的。
And this is a promise of a wellspring. It is like a spring.
这里讲这个泉源之地，就是那里有一个泉源。
Do you know, have you seen a spring?
你有没有见过泉源呢？
Remember the psalmist say he so desire God is like a deer pants for the water of the spring.
诗人曾经讲到好像如鹿渴慕溪水一样。
Have you been refreshed by the spring?
你有没有被这个泉源溪水你要更新过呢？
Passing through the difficulties and God will refresh you.With the spring of life, the living water.
当我们经过这个难处的时候，神要用这个泉源来到叫我们里边得更新，就是活水。
So different to weeping.
这个同这个流泪不一样。
Weeping comes from a bruised heart.
流泪那是从一个受伤的心流出来的。
But God promised in us there flows forth the living water, a fountain with living water.
但神却应许我们有活水的泉源要供应我们。
It's a change, complete change.
那是一个完全的改变。
From tears, from the eyes, from the heart.
从这个眼泪水改变。
To the joy, to contentment.To satisfaction, to having as if like a spring coming out from you.
改变成为满足，成为喜乐，好似有活水从里边涌流一样。
So we are sharing on bringing us through. Grace carries us on, bringing us through.
所以我哋而家交通就系话神点样藉着恩典带领我哋经过。
God used many ways to deal with us.
神用各种不同的方法来对付我们。
And you know, I've learned something, it's about faith.
我曾经学习一个功课，那是同这个信心有关的。
So shall we turn to Galatians, a verse that we have prayed in the Lord's table, is Galatians 2:20.
我哋头先喺桌子面前有提过呢个嘅经节，就喺加拉太书二章二十节。
Galatians chapter 2:20。
加拉太书二章二十节。
And this is also a learning in being brought by a father in a son as sons to glory。
呢个亦都系我哋要学习嘅功课，就系我哋父神。怎样引领这个儿子进入荣耀的当中。
So we read this verse 20 of chapter 2 of Galatians.
加拉太书二章二十节，我来读。
So we read together.
我一同你读。我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着。是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
So there's the it's not I who live in the flesh, but it's Christ who lives in me.
现在活着的不再是我在肉身里边，那是基督在我里面活着。
In Chinese, The translation, the later part of this verse is different to the original meaning.
中文呢個翻譯咧，後邊一句同呢、這個裏邊原文咧係有少少嘅分別。
Paul say, I live by faith, the faith of the Son of God, who just this translation is different to the Chinese.
英文咧就話我係靠著呢個信，呢、這個信咧係神嘅兒子嘅信，就同呢個中文唔一樣。
So.You all and I have faith.
你和我都是有信。
With faith in the Son of God.
我们的信是神儿子的信。信神的儿子。我们的信是信神的儿子。
This is true.
这个在一方面是真的。
But Paul say, I live not by how much I can believe in the Son of God.
但保罗乃是说我今日活着，唔系靠着我能够信几多神嘅儿子。
But rather, it is I live by the faith of the Son of God.
但反而咧，我系靠着神儿子嘅信而去活嘅。
So Simon, you better lose your faith.
弟兄，请你将你嘅信仰放低一啲放松一啲，
失咗佢啦。
将佢失咗佢啦。唔好靠自己。
True. Lose our the faith in ourselves.
唔好靠我哋自己，将我哋自己里边靠自己个信嚟到放咗去。
Lose however much or however little we think that we can believe.
无论你里边你觉得你信得好多，或者信得好少，你都要容忍呢啲嚟到失落。
Why？
点解咧？
Because this is not the faith of the Son of God.
因为你里边嘅信唔系神儿子嘅信。
In the Chinese Bible, it only says believe in the faithfulness of the Son of God.
喺中文嘅圣经里边话，因信神嘅儿子而活。
Believe in what？
信咩嘢？
The faithfulness, the faith of the Son of God.
要信神儿子嘅信。
His faithfulness.
佢嘅信实。
But then it actually says the faith, this kind of faith of the Son of God.
就是神儿子本身的信。
You know, we go through testing of our faith, don't we?
我们那个信心是会经过受试验的。
Every one of us.
每一个人都是这样。
Every one of us will be tested, will be tried of the faith God has given us.
我们每一个人的信都要经历过这个试炼或试探。
Even the Son of God has to go through the testing of his faith.
甚至乎神的儿子他的信都要来被试的。
Can we remember when he was tested?
你记得吗？你几时受过试验呢？
Son of God being tested.
神的儿子几时被受过试验呢？
When was his faith being tried, tested?
佢几时佢嘅信被试探过咧
？So if you can see that his faith stands after the trial, after the testing, you know what sort of faith the Son of God has.
当你如果睇见神嘅儿子被试探之后，这个信心还喺嗰度你要建立嘅时候，你又知道神儿子嘅信系何等嘅信。
Is that type of faith?That Paul said he lived by that type of faith, the faith of the Son of God.
这个就是保罗所讲的，他所信靠的这个信就是这个神儿子的信。
So this faith needs to be tested in us as well.
因此这个信在我们里面也都要经过被试炼。
Sometimes you say, oh, if you have faith, then you can do it.
有阵时说，哎，我有信心，我可以做了。
But this may not.Be the faith of the Son of God.
但这个信很可能不是神儿子的信。
Sometimes we say, I don't have much faith, so I can't do it.
有时候我调转来说，哎，我没有信心，所以我做不到。
But this is not the faith of the Son of God.
这个也都不是神儿子的信。
Because this comes from, our faith often is judged by so many things.
因为我们这个里面的信呢，是从很多不同的事物来结出来的。
And also our faith is affected by what we can see.
啊，並且我嘅信心咧係受我嘅眼見所影響。
Our feelings come in.
啊，我哋啊嗰、那個嘅感覺。
Our choice comes in.
啊，我哋嗰個嘅啊選擇。
The souls come in. 我哋嘅魂。
我哋嘅魂。
But the Son of God live in the flesh by that faith. So we turn to Matthew chapter 4.
啊，但係我哋嘅主耶穌基督啊，喺肉身嘅裏邊係靠著呢個信而活嘅。請睇呢個馬太福音啊第四章。
We are very familiar with the testing of Jesus in the wilderness.
我哋係好啊熟悉呢個啊主耶穌喺曠野裏邊啊受試探嘅啊經文。
But we just want to cite this faith of the Son of God.
我哋要嚟睇嚇啊神兒子基督嘅信係如何嘅信咧
？So he was led into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit to be tested by Satan.
啊，耶穌被聖靈引領到曠野受魔鬼嘅試探。
Remember, it's by the Spirit he was carried up into the wilderness.
啊，記得佢係被聖靈引領到呢個曠野受試探啊。
So this is the purpose of God to, is not led by his own flesh, but led by God's Spirit, is to show us something.
啊，所以佢唔係被肉體嚟到引領，乃係被神嘅聖靈嚟到引領。所以神係需要將啊一啲嘅啊功課啊叫我哋嚟曉得嘅。
啊，if we are led, those who are the sons of God are led by the Holy Spirit.
啊，凡係神嘅兒子。啊、就被聖靈嚟到引領。
So this leading this trial, 40 days and 40 nights, he did not eat anything.
啊，呢、這個嘅試探喺十日之久啊，冇吃冇喝。
And he was hungry.
咁佢就肚餓啦。
So the first testing is the first testing of his faith is whether you live your flesh in the flesh after the flesh.
啊，所以呢個第一個試探啊，當你喺肉身活著嘅時候，你係咪靠著呢個肉身而活咧？
或者係講你係追求呢個肉體而活 ？You live after the flesh.
啊，你係咪追求呢個肉體而活咧？
You live in this flesh, but you are always after the flesh.
啊，你喺肉體嘅裏邊，你係咪追求肉體啊
？But the Lord is hungry.Very hungry.
啊，但係主佢身係好啊飢餓嘅。
But he does not live after his flesh.
啊，但係佢唔係靠肉體而活。
He lives in the flesh. He feels hungry.
啊，佢雖然喺肉體當中覺得飢餓。
He rebuked Satan. Satan said, "You can pick up a stone and turn it into a bread to eat."
啊，佢喺嗰度斥責啊那惡者。啊！惡者呢、這個撒旦話：你可以將石頭啊變成呢個食物。
You just command, you just say it, you just command the stone。
你吩咐石頭就可以變成食物。
The one who would go after the flesh will definitely say, "Yes, I have power. I can command the stone to make it into bread, fresh bread."
啊！如果係啊靠呢個肉體而要追求肉體嘅。佢就要吩咐呢個石頭啊，變成呢、這個啊食物啊，就能夠食啦。
But then the law does not live after his flesh。
啊，但係我嘅主雖然喺肉身活著，佢卻不追求呢個啊肉身嘅事物。
He said, "I live according by the word, every word of God that comes out of him."
佢話：啊，我係靠神口裏所出嘅一切嘅話而活嘅。
And he answered back to Satan, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone." But by every word which goes out through God's mouth.
佢話經常記著說，人活著不是靠食物，那是靠神口裏所出嘅一切話。
So let us lose our faith. Because our faith often is to satisfy our flesh.
啊，因此願意將我哋眾人裏面我哋自己有嘅啊信心啊嚟到放咗佢。因為很多時候我們都是靠著我們自己的信心
It's to live for ourselves
是為著我自己的
And everything is so self-centered
所有的事都是以自我為中心
Even our choice, even things everyday life is so much self-centered.
啊，我哋所有嘅选择，日常嘅生活都系以自我为中心。
So this kind of faith will not lead us to grow in the law, will not lead us to sonship.
啊，呢一类嘅信心唔会将我引领到神嗰度，并且亦都唔会引领我哋啊得着神儿子嘅名分。
To grow into sonship.
啊，亦都唔会叫我哋能够长进啊得着儿子嘅名分。
Why？
点解咧
？The difference is very simple.
啊，嗰个分别系好简单嘅。
That type of faith, that person lives in the flesh, but he is after the flesh.
啊，因为咧呢一类嘅信心咧。就好似一個人活喺肉體嘅當中，並且係追求一個肉體。
But the law shows us that his faith is not after his flesh。
啊，但係主向我哋啊啟示啊，佢嗰個信唔係啊追求肉體嘅。
Though he is powerful, he can command the stone. He's so powerful. He's got power in his faith。
啊，雖然啊佢係好有能力。啊！佢能夠啊吩咐呢個食物啊吩咐呢個石頭變成食物，但係佢喺個信裏邊係大有能力嘅。
But he refused to do that.
啊！但係佢卻拒絕咁樣做。
This is the faith of the Son of God.
啊！呢個係神兒子基督嘅信。
So every one of us, I mean, we reach on the testing. Every one of his sons will go through the same testing.
啊！因此。啊！佢嘅眾子都會經歷呢啲嘅啊試煉試探。
So we often tell people, we may be telling people, you have more faith, you must have more faith.
啊！有陣時我話俾人聽啊，你梗係大有信心㗎。
You don't have faith.
啊！你冇信心。
You must have more faith.
你要有多啲信心。
Like me, I have faith.
啊！好似我咁，我好有信心。
But let's just go backward.
啊！不如我哋將調轉。
Let us lose the faith in ourselves.
我哋应当将我哋自己所有我哋以为嘅信心，你要放走。
So mixed, our faith is so mixed.
我哋嗰个信系何等嘅混杂
？Faith of the Son of God is one that would not satisfy himself, will not go after the things for his flesh.
啊，神儿子嘅信唔系叫我哋追求。啊！自己嘅肉體，那係叫神得滿足嘅。
So God deals with us in this way。
啊，因此神啊，如此嘅，你要對付我哋。
He deals with our flesh。
啊，佢對付我哋肉體。
The flesh wants something。
啊，肉體需要一啲嘅嘢。
Want gratification。
啊，需要感恩。
We gratification 係要找住啲。
啊，要需要我哋需要找住一啲嘅嘢。
嚟到 enjoy this thing。
啊，去滿足啊。
But the Lord in dealing with us。
啊，但神要對付我哋。
He show us。That we do not live after the flesh.
佢啊嚟到叫我哋曉得，我哋啊唔需要追求我哋肉體。
We are not. We live in the flesh, but we must. He show us don't live after it.
啊，叫我哋雖然活喺肉體嘅裏面，但我哋唔係必要啊靠肉體而活，要追求呢個肉體嘅滿足。
In Chinese is 肉身。
啊，肉身。
我如今就肉身而活。I live in the flesh.
嗯，啊，就唔需要喺肉，我係喺。肉身裏邊，但我哋唔需要追求呢個肉身滿足。
嗰個的肉身嘅滿足 ，the satisfaction of the flesh is what we call 肉體 ，the flesh。
啊，所以我哋唔需要追求呢個肉體嘅滿足。
So this is another way God wants to bring us into to glory。
啊，所以神係願意引領我哋進入榮耀嘅裏面。
He sometimes through sickness to deal with our flesh.
啊，藉住呢個嘅病痛，佢嚟到對付我哋嘅肉體。
You see, we have, we also know, or even in our fellowship, we have brothers who or sister, a brother, two brothers gone through radiotherapy, chemotherapy.
喺我哋聚會當中有兩個肢體，佢經歷過一啲放射性嘅治療。
And when they go When they have the chemotherapy,
啊，當佢經歷化療嘅時候
，and their taste got so different.
啊，佢哋嘅味覺就改變啦。
And the wife cooked something nice for the brother.
啊，太太為著弟兄煮一啲美物。
And the brother said, 哎呀 ，awful! Your cooking is awful.
啊，弟兄話：哎呀，你煮嘢真係難食啦。
And the wife finds it very difficult to satisfy the husband, the flesh of the husband.
太太就話：哎呀，實在好難啊，滿足。 弟兄呢、这個肉體嘅需要。
It's not because he tried to be difficult.
亦都唔係弟兄特登要難為姊妹嚇。
But it's the chemotherapy that changed the taste.
但係化療叫佢嘅味蕾改變咗啦。
So some before he liked all these炸嘅嘢 ，you know, deep frying, and he really craved for this deep frying fish and chips and all these things. But now he can't eat them.
舊陣時咧，就好中意食呢個炸魚啊，炸薯條啊，但係而家又唔食得啦。
And he likes a certain thing in the past, but now he finds that oh, it's so foul, you know, because of the change taste bud.
因著呢個味蕾嘅改變，舊陣時覺得有好食嘅，但係而家覺得哎呀，真係臭啊！
好難食，
好難食，
好似榴蓮咁啦 ，be like durian。Oh, to me it's like that, but to you it's very wonderful.
有啲人覺得榴蓮好食，有啲人覺得唔好食啊。
So you see, I'm sure the brother doesn't know why he has to go through. He just say, "Why can't I eat the things I liked before?"
呢個弟兄唔明白，因為佢經歷呢一切啊，點解唔能食翻以前我中意食嘅嘢咧
？For a few months, he can't eat the things he liked before.
有幾個月之久，佢唔能夠食佢以前喜歡食嘅食物。
And also things he liked to eat before, now he disliked them.
甚至乎佢以前中意食嘅，佢又而家唔喜歡食啦。
So he's turned upside down.
所以好似成個宇宙嚟嘅倒轉啊。
Does he feel happy?
佢開心啊
？No.
佢唔開心。
No one will be happy. Oh, you can't eat the things you like.
如果你唔能夠食你喜歡食嘅食物，冇人會開心嘅。
And your wife have a long face.
咁你嘅太太亦都唔開心。
So this wonderful thing about this brother is that he was going through this before he had all these dreams. He said, "God wants to obtain me as a son."
但系呢个弟兄宝贝嘅，佢就话经历呢一切嘅时候，佢就话神要得着我成为儿子。
This is before the treatment.
呢個係喺佢受化療之前。
After the diagnosis of the particular bone marrow condition.
就係喺佢驗呢個骨髓之後得到呢、這個知道有病啦。
He said he knows in theory, he knows that he is a son. He knows that God wants to deal with him to become son.
佢a son. 知識上知道神要對付佢。叫佢好叫佢成為兒子。
Like all of us, when we are tested, we find it very hard.
但係好似我哋眾人一樣，當我哋真係經歷呢啲苦痛嘅時候咧，我哋會覺得好困難。
And he finds, oh, I like to eat certain things I can't eat. Those things I like to eat now, they are so terrible.
我想食嘅我又唔食得我食翻嗰啲我中意食嘅味道又覺得好差。
So this is the dealing.Dealing in the flesh.
呢個乃係肉體嘅對付。
Dealing of his flesh.
就係對付弟兄嘅肉體。
Through an illness.
藉著病痛。
Or maybe sometimes God put you through a job, in a new job, a new environment, or in a present job, you faced with something you really don't like.
有陣時神將我哋放喺一個工作環境裏邊，一份新嘅工作裏邊，一個環境係你十分討厭嘅。
You didn't know it was so bad.
你本來唔知道呢個環境係咁差嘅。
But then after you got the job, you worked and then you find, oh wow, this is, wow, I've been make use of, even last drop of blood being squeezed out.
咁搭上工之後咧，就感覺最後一滴嘅血都俾佢擠埋出嚟啦。
So many things God deals with us, deal with our flesh, deals with our the natural man.Deals with our natural thinking.
所以神喺度對付我嘅肉體，對付我哋天然嘅個性，對付我哋嘅。
When we go through it, we don't feel joyful.
當我哋經歷呢一切嘅時候，我哋並不覺得快樂。
And we feel grief.
我哋覺得受苦。
And sometimes we don't even dare to speak to anyone the grief we have.
甚至乎我哋唔能夠向我哋親密嘅人，你要講出我裏邊嘅受苦。
And because it is something deep within we are going through.
因为是在我们深深的心里边，你要经历这一切。
And No one will sympathize with us.
啊，冇人能够明白，冇人能够与我表同情。
Not even perhaps your dearest wife or husband or your parents.
啊，甚至你所最亲密嘅丈夫、太太或者你嘅父母。
You know, sometimes we tell people how we go, what we're going through.
啊，你晓得嘛？有阵时我哋同人啊，你要讲到我所经历嘅事情嘅时候。
You get a bash, you know. Ah, why are you so weak? Why are you like that? Ah, you just feel even more terrible.
啊，咁啲人就啊，点解你咁软弱噶？点解你会系咁样噶？啊，叫你里边更加受苦。
Like this brother, if people don't understand, you say, just eat 啦 ，just eat.
啊，好似
squeeze your nose, don't smell it, just swallow.
好似呢個弟兄一樣，我哋可以咁同佢講：你捏住個鼻啊，食咗佢咪係啦。
It's good for you。
啊，對你身體有益㗎。
But he said, if I eat it, I will vomit。
但係弟兄話：我食咗我會嘔翻出嚟㗎喎。
So he may not get sympathy from us, brother and sister。
啊，因此佢喺弟兄當中裏邊得唔到安慰。
He may not even get sympathy from his wife。
啊，亦都或者從佢太太得唔到啊呢個啊同情嘅。
So this.Chastising of son is something deep within. It is not something so superficial because God wants to obtain something so deep and precious of eternal value and of glory.
啊，因此啊，呢个啊得着神儿子嘅名分系需要经过呢个管教。呢个管教系一个过程。叫我哋唔係好容易得着，但神要得着嘅，那係寶貴嘅，那係存到永遠嘅。
You know, you remember in John's Gospel, some people ask Jesus, "What should we do in order to do the work of God?"
啊，有啲人喺呢個約翰福音嗰度嚟啊問啊主耶穌啊，我哋如何能夠作成神嘅工咧？
啊，我哋作咩先係作成神嘅工？
我哋作咩先能夠作神嘅工咧
？So.So Jesus answered.
啊，主耶稣系咁嚟去回复佢嘅。
If you believe in the one who sent me, this is the work of God.
你若信那差我来者嘅，啊，就是作神嘅工了。
This is John chapter 6.
系约翰福音第六章。
Now this is often another side of this faith, the testing of this faith.
啊，呢个啊就系。我哋信心受试炼嘅另一个方面。
Chapter 6 of John。
啊，约翰福音第六章。
I'll just read these two verses。
呢两节嘅圣经。
Chapter 6 we read verse 28 and 29。
啊，二十八节，六章二十八节同埋二十九节。
So we ask Brother Simon to read it。
请听我读。啊，众人问他说：我们当行什么才算作神嘅工呢？耶稣回答说：信神所差来的，这就是作神的工。
And these people, you know, they say we've done lots and lots of things for God.
啊，呢啲人话：哎，我曾经为啊神做咗好多好多唔同嘅事。
You seem to be saying that we are not doing the work of God.
好似你而家话俾我哋听，我哋唔系做紧啊神嘅工一样。
We are doing it out of our good intention.
啊，我哋系从一个好。啊，美好嘅動機嚟到出發作神嘅工。
And we are doing it out of our duty。
我哋都係因著我哋有責任去作神嘅工。
And we are doing it out of our religion。
我哋因著我哋嘅啊宗教作神嘅工。
And we are thinking we can be very sure that what we do is the work of God。
因此，我哋十分啊肯定我哋所作嘅一定係神嘅工。
But then the answer is totally different from the Lord。
啊，但係從主而嚟嘅，佢係一個好唔同嘅答案。
And it is too simple to them, I think, the answer. It's just too simple.
对他来说呢是太简单了。
And Jesus said to them, answered, said, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent.
耶稣回答说，信神所差来的，这就是做神的工。
First of all, this believing on him, in Chinese is believe him, but in the original meaning is believe on him. There's an on there.
啊，中文咧就话信神，英文咧就信靠喺神嘅上边。
And you commit to him。
啊，即系话你将你自己啊嚟到啊委身喺佢嗰度。
Okay, if you believe like that,
如果你係咁樣委身喺咁信嘅話咧
，You believe on him that is Jesus whom God has sent。
如果你咁樣委身咁信喺佢咁樣信佢係神所差嚟嘅話咧
，So this is the work of God。
呢個就係神嘅功啦。
So simple, very profound。
係好簡單又好深入嘅。
In simple terms。Is that we try to do God's work?
喺好簡單嘅嚟講，就話我哋嘗試去做神嘅工。
But Jesus comes from a different angle, totally different. Is that not we try to do His work, but to believe on Jesus? Everything comes out from Him, His work, not our work.
乃係咧話唔係我哋靠我哋所作嘅工，乃係。我哋信靠所有从主而出嚟嘅工作
，and we commit ourselves to him，
并且我哋将我自己委身喺佢里面。
We believe on him，
我哋咁如此咁嚟信佢
，and he will lead us to his work。
佢就会作成佢嘅工。
So this is different between the self and Christ and Jesus。
呢个就系基督同埋耶稣嘅分别。
Self and the difference between the self life。And the difference between the self-life and the life of the Son of God.
这个是己生命和神儿子的生命的分别。
So the Lord wants us to realize that self-life is not what He wants.
主要我们知道己生命并不是他所要的。
It's His life that He wants.
他是要在我们身上得着他的生命。
And the work come out from us is not from the self.
在我们所出嚟嘅工作，要唔系从我哋里边出嚟嘅。
It's from the life of the Lord。
要系需要从神儿子嘅生命里边出嚟嘅。
It's not something so, you think so great, to do this so great for the Lord。
唔系话觉得我系要系为着主做一啲好伟大嘅工作。
It's to just serve him with his life。
乃系藉着佢嘅生命嚟到服侍佢。
Not coming from ourselves。
不是从我己生命出来的。
You see, these people try to glorify themselves.
你知道吗？很多人是要叫他自己得荣耀。
Through their work.
藉着这个工作。
It's coming from self, vanity, from self-glorification.
这个是要自我得荣耀，是虚空的虚空。
So if God wants to bring many sons, if Jesus can bring many sons to glory, so this is one thing we also have to be dealt with by God.
如果神要将我引进神众子的荣耀里面的时候呢一样己生命必须要受对付。
Self want to take the place of Christ.
这个己不能够代替了基督的地位。
People want to replace Christ with the self.
很多人要将用己来代替了基督的地位。
So this is what happened to the people.
这个就是这班人里面所发生的事。
So we turn to 1 Peter.
我哋请打开呢个彼得前书。
You know that when we receive Christ's life,
我哋晓得当我哋接受基督嘅生命嘅时候
，when we have received the Holy Spirit,
咁我哋就接受呢个圣灵。
This Holy Spirit quickened the dead spirit in us.
圣灵。叫我哋里边嘅灵被苏醒起上嚟，本来沉睡嘅灵被苏醒。
死咗嘅灵，
死咗嘅灵被沉。
See, God created you and me, the spirit, soul and the body.
神创造我嘅时候，我哋有灵与魂与身体。
So when we receive the Holy Spirit,
当我哋接受呢个圣灵嘅时候
，He, the Holy Spirit, comes into our spirit.
神嘅灵就进入我哋嘅灵嘅里边
，and quicken us.
叫我哋嘅灵嚟到苏醒。
Like in Ephesians, we're quickened by him or with him.
好似以弗所书里边所讲，我哋就被佢与佢一同嚟活着。
从死里from death to life.
从死里边复活。
It's like in Romans, we have the new life, the newness of life.
好似罗马书讲嗰度咁讲，我哋有一个新嘅生命，有新嘅样式。
And then we serve God in the spirit.
我哋就喺呢个灵嘅里边嚟到服侍神。
And we worship God in spirit and in truth.
我哋喺灵嘅里边，喺真理嘅里边嚟到敬拜主。
And we are led by the Holy Spirit through He, the Holy Spirit, leading us, showing us things.
并且圣灵在那里引领我们，并且启示给我们晓得。
But then the Bible also says, we turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
但圣经又是这样讲的，我们请打开彼得前书的第一章。
It speaks about the salvation of the souls.
这是讲到魂的得救。
We are already saved. We have eternal life.
我们这里讲到我们是有永远的生命。
But the soul, what does the soul mean?
但这个魂是什么意思呢？
The soul is the you, your self-life, in simple terms.
这个魂呢，就是你那个的己生命。
In simple terms, it's your feeling, your intellect, your will, your likes and your dislikes.
就是你的感觉，你的认知，你的意愿，你的喜悦，或者你不喜悦什么东西。
In the Garden of Eden, God told Adam and Eve to choose the fruits of the tree of life.
在这个伊甸园的时候，神吩咐亚当和夏娃去选择这个分辨
tree of life
去选择这个生命树的果子。
But they lost that. They lost the life. They lost because of disobedience. They lost that. They lost, first of all, their communion with God, their spirit died.
但因着他们来背叛神的时候，他的灵就死了。
They escaped, they tried to avoid God. They hide, they use fig leaves to cover themselves.
他们将自己隐藏起上来，不愿意见神的面，又用无花果的树叶将自己遮盖起上来。
And this is a representation of human beings today.
这个就好像今天的人一样。
They tried to do something to hide themselves from their shame, from their the real self. They cover themselves.
他用自己的方法去遮盖自己的羞耻，叫自己不需要面对神。
They avoid God.
他们来到逃避神。
What happened? They only have the soul to live on and the body.
因为他们只是藉着肉身，并且他们魂而活着。
After they were driven out of the Garden of Eden, there's no more spiritual contact with God.
在他们被赶离伊甸园之后，他们与神并没有这个属灵的交通。
They only live in their flesh, after their flesh.
他并且是在这个肉体而活，并且为了追求肉体的满足而活。
And they live according to their soul.
并且他是按着他自己的魂而活。
According to their wisdom.
靠着人的智慧而活。
According to their intellectual ability.
靠着他的认知，他的知识而活。
So the Bible in Genesis tells us then they develop music, they develop science, they develop technology. It's from their cleverness, from their intelligence.
因此他们在那里发展这个音乐，他们在那里开启这个科学，在那里好像这个科技很多都是靠着他的智慧而开发出来的。
And to try to boast themselves, even building the Tower of Babel.
因此叫他们在那里自夸，甚至乎在那里盖这个巴别塔。
So, the Bible speaks in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 9. Shall we read together?
在彼得前书第一章第九节是这么讲的。
Shall we?
我一同你读好吗？并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
You see, in Chinese, the 果效 is the result of your faith. But in the original, it's not the result, but it's the end of your faith.
在中文呢，就叫做这个信心的果效，好像是开始一样。但英文呢，就说叫你信心的结局。
The end of that
没了
is the salvation of your souls.
都没了，原来就是你的魂的救恩。
It's totally set free from the soul.
就是从这个魂里边完全得着释放。
Totally saved.
这个完全得着拯救。
But this come, Peter is telling us, now, look, we have the beginning of grace, beginning of the faith.
彼得告诉我们，我们这个信呢是一个开始的。
We have started.
我们已经开始了。
Well, those of us who are believers, we have started in the beginning of faith.
我们信主的人，我们在这个信里面已经开始了。
But he is talking not the starting point.
但是彼得所说的不是这个起点。
He's talking about the end point.
他是讲这个终点。
He's talking about that will come at the revelation of Jesus Christ, the end of our faith.
但是讲到这个结局要来，就是当主耶稣基督显现的时候，我们信心是没了的时候。
But that end, what does it bring?
但是在这个终点的时候，究竟会有什么东西引进来呢？
The purpose is that we may be saved from our souls.
原来呢，就是我们要从我们魂里面来得拯救。
In Chinese, it's 灵魂, it's spirit and soul. We know the spirit already saved, but then our person, you and I, our flesh, our natural mind, these need to be changed.
在中文讲灵魂，实际你是讲魂，我们的灵已经得救了，但是呢，我们这个天然的个性需要被改变。
We are always, in ourselves, we are at odds with God.
在我们自己的人很多时候我们都会与神来敌挡的。
But then there is the end of this faith we all have, the faith of Jesus, the faith of His Son, is that to bring us into the total, the full salvation of our soul.
但这个信心的末了，我们这个信就去到末了的时候，就是我们这个要从魂里边来到完全得拯救出来。
Shall we read from verse 8 to verse
12? 我们从第八节读到第十二节好吗？你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他；如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。论到这救恩，那预先说你们要得恩典的众先知早已详细的寻求考察，就是考察在他们心里基督的灵，预先证明基督受苦难后来的荣耀是指着什么时候并怎样的时候，他们得了启示，知道他们所传讲的一切事不是为自己，乃是为你们，那靠着从天上差来的圣灵传福音给你们的人，现在将这些事报给你们，天使也愿意详细查看这些事。
Verse 13,
13节，所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带给你们的恩。
Peter is saying that, right, let's be sure of our faith.
彼得说我们需要对我们的信来到有确据。
Let's be sure of this faith of the Son of God.
我们要十分晓得从神而子来的信。
Because this is our foundation.
因为这个是我们的基本。
This is our assurance, our confidence.
这个是我们的确据，是我们的信心。
So how does he put it? He put it, this sojourners, these people, the believers, the people of God, they're scattered in all these different places in verse 1.
这个寄居的在地上边受苦的，在第一节里边咁讲。
分散了 ,scattered.
是分散在第一节咁讲。
They're sojourners.
寄居的。
Now, these people, these are believers.
这些是信主的人。
Peter is saying to that, now, they're going through trial of faith. Now, verse 7.
在第七节讲话，他们的信心他们经过试验的阶段。
Now, Peter is saying the end of that faith.
彼得大讲到这个信的终点。
That going through the trial of the faith.
亦都讲到经过这个试验的时候。
And that maybe the faith may be purified.
叫你的信心受过试炼，就得洁净。
It's very precious before God.
在神面前是显为宝贵的。
He's talking about coming end of the faith.
现今他讲到来到这个信心的终点的时候。
He's talking about that they, the people, though are having trials, but what are they like? Whom having not seen ye love, on whom though not now looking, but believing, you exult with joy unspeakable and filled with the glory, receiving the end of your faith.
这里讲到去到经过了这些试验之后叫我们的信心到基督的时候显现时候可以得着称赞荣耀尊贵第八节你虽然没有见过他他是爱他如今虽不得看见他因信他又说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐并且叫你们信心的末了就是终点的时候就叫你们魂了得救
Amen.
Amen.
You see, Peter knows what happened to these people who got under persecution.
彼得晓得这些神的子民为什么要经历这一切的苦难呢?
But he also been told, been informed that they have joy.
并且他又晓得人告诉他们有十分的喜乐。
Not having seen the Lord.
雖然現今未看見主,
they love him.
他是愛他,
this is wonderful.
何等是美妙?
Sometimes we think that, oh, when we believe in Jesus,
很多時候我們以為當我們信耶穌的時候,
we haven't seen him.
我們沒有見過他,
we love him.
我們愛他,
but here, it is talking not at the beginning of this faith.
不是讲这个起初的时候的这个信,
but it's talking about towards the end of this faith.
讲到这个信去到终点的时候,
it's why you're going through to the end of this faith.
为什么你会经历到现在来到信的终点呢?
You still remain joyful, you still love the Lord.
你在那里还有十分的喜乐, 你还是爱主,
you haven't seen him.
你未见过主,
we'll say, you love him.
第八节说你爱他,
on whom though not now looking, but believing.
你虽然没有看过他, 但你还是信他, 爱他,
you exult with joy unspeakable and filled with the with glory. This is the glory God wants to bring us to.
他有说不出来满有荣耀荣光大喜乐这个荣耀就是神所要引领我们进入去的荣耀
So Peter is not saying the beginning of this faith.
因此彼得在这里不是说我们信的开始
But in towards the end of your faith, you are still, you can still be joyful. You can still be filled with glory.
在你信的终点那里, 你还是可以喜乐, 并且你是满有荣光满有荣耀的
Because you are receiving, you are receiving the end of your faith, which is the salvation of your souls. That is, you're waiting for this hope, that you will be saved. Oh, now, so many things in us, so many things need to be dealt with, but God wants to bring us through so that we, at the end, will be, our souls will be saved.
就是到了信心的末了结局的时候就是我的魂要得救我为什么要经历过这么多的难处呢就原来在这么多的难处里面神要叫我这个人的魂要得拯救脱离我自己
Verse 10 to 13 speaks of how in the past the prophets searching what? 11 and what manner of time? They were before the law. But they search. They know that sometime to come, this God's grace will come upon humankind.
在这个十节到十三节就讲到以前的众先知，去那里寻求考察，是指着乜嘢嘅时候，并且怎样嘅时候咧？原来佢系指着，原来喺这个。 时候里面原来有一个终点，有一个结局的。
It talks about the first coming of Christ.
在这里讲到, 基督第一次的再来,
and they were searching because they in their prophecies, God has told them about Jesus, about the coming of the Holy Spirit. So they are searching, but it's not in their time. But they know sometime you and I will receive this grace of God.
他在这里要寻求考察的时候, 啊，你要睇到啊主第一次嘅再来，啊圣灵嘅点样嚟到，啊但系咧佢唔知道系啊边一个嘅时候。
So they know for sure that that will come. So Peter is saying, "Let this be our assurance. Now we believe in Jesus. Now we receive grace. Let this be our confidence. Let it strengthen us."
啊，但系众先知都晓得呢个一定要嚟到嘅。啊，现今就系嗰个时候，现今就系我哋嘅把握，我哋必须要相信呢一切。
We are standing in grace.
我哋系啦喺站喺恩典嘅当中。
And this grace is our confidence. We can be assured. This grace will lead us to the end.
啊，恩典啊，就系我哋把握呢个恩典要引领我哋去到终点。
Grace carries us on, and grace crowns us.
啊，呢个恩典要啊带领我哋进去，并且恩典要叫众子啊得着呢个冠冕。
So he says in verse 13.Hope with perfect steadfastness in the grace which will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
嗯，啊，第十三节啊，嗰度讲到，所以要啊约束你嘅心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现嘅时候所带给你哋嘅恩。
What does it mean?
啊，呢个系咩意思咧
？What does it mean by the grace that is to be brought to us?
啊，呢度所啊讲到所带来俾我哋嘅恩系咩嘅恩咧
？Which is to mean by steadfastness in this grace.
啊，並且啊，點樣你要喺呢個恩典當中你要謹慎自守咧
？To be sure, you don't leave grace. You don't stand away. You keep standing in this true grace. Later on, Peter say, "We are standing in the true grace of Jesus."
啊，嗱，叫我哋唔好離開呢個恩典，我哋要靠呢個恩典而站立。彼得你要讲到，我哋要站喺呢个真嘅恩典嘅当中。
Because we will know one day at the revelation of Jesus, we will know truly, fully what grace is, what this grace is upon us.
啊，因为啊，当耶稣基督显现嘅时候，我哋就要真知道啊，呢个恩典系何等嘅恩典。
Now we know a bit.
啊，现今我哋只系知道一啲嘅。
But one day we know in full.
啊！有一日我哋就要完全嘅晓得
this grace of Jesus。
啊，耶稣基督嘅恩。
At the revelation, this grace which will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ, that is the fullness. We will know the fullness of this grace, at His coming.
啊，当耶稣基督显现嘅时候，我哋就会完全晓得呢个嘅恩系何等嘅恩。
So today.Peter say, God give us grace.
啊，所以今日彼得话神赐俾我哋恩。
Continue to give us grace.
啊，还继续俾我哋恩典。
It says that we may the grace and the peace, grace to you and peace be multiplied. Verse two.
啊
，verse two of chapter one.
啊，喺呢个啊第一章第二节嘅啊里边，你要系咁讲嘅。啊，愿耶稣啊基督
恩惠
嘅恩惠在。平安啊，多多嘅加给你们，愿啊，因为平安多多加给你们。
Multiply to you，
系多多嘅加给加倍。
It speaks of like with him we sing, it is well with my soul。
啊，就好似啊头先诗歌啊咁提到我嘅魂啊啊安稳。
It's peace like a river。
啊，好似啊水流一样嘅平安。
Peter is saying that God's grace come to you in the beginning。
啊，彼得话啊神嘅恩典。起初是临到我们
And his peace come to you.
啊，佢嘅平安，佢嘅平安临到我哋。
He is saying that may this be multiplied in you.
啊，彼得话愿意主嘅神嘅平安多多加倍嘅俾你哋。
Be multiplied.
啊，加倍嘅俾你。
Why do we need this to be multiplied?
啊，点解神需要我哋都需要呢个平安嚟加倍嘅俾我哋
Because he wants to sustain us by his grace.
啊、因为他要藉着他的恩、啊、来到叫我们来支取
There is no one here who is going through something that God cannot sustain you by his grace、
啊、我们当中没有一个人经历一些难处是神的恩不大到能够叫我们支取经历这一切的
And he speaks of God's grace is like a stream It starts, it's like a 溪水
啊！呢度讲到平安如水流。
Because grace comes like that in the beginning.
啊神啊嗰、那个平安开始嘅时候就系、是、咁样嚟临到我哋。
It comes from the spring of God.
啊从神嘅泉源嗰度嚟流出嚟。
It's like a stream, like a living stream.
好似活水一样。
But we are going through suffering. We are going through trials all over, people of God.
啊当啊神嘅子民经历呢啲嘅试探试炼嘅时候。
In going through this, passing through Becca, in going through this, he wants to bring us into glory.
当我经过，我虽然经过流泪谷，但佢却要将我引进荣耀嘅当中。
He, this stream of his grace, it's become his manifold grace.
这个恩典嘅水流，慢慢却要叫呢啲嘅平安喺我身上边嚟到加增。
In Peter, it says,Manifold or many-sided grace 是诸般的恩典。
在这个彼得书信里面讲到诸般的恩典在我们身上。
It's a God who gives multiple, manifold grace.
乃是诸般的恩典很多倍的在神赐过给我们。
In being dealt with by God.
乃是从神那里而来。
But God also shows grace.
恩典的神也将这个恩典赐过给我们。
Grace can speak of the strength of God. His grace is sufficient for us. His strength is made perfect in us.
神的恩典在软弱的人的身上得以完全。
And you think about grace.
当我们想到恩典的时候。
So many aspects of grace.
在恩典哇有各方各样。
Grace speaks of the beauty of God, of the Lord Jesus.
恩典那是说出主的美丽。
How different to us.
跟我们何等的不一样。
It speaks of, this is acceptable. If you follow the law, you're being, you suffer for the law.Not for your sin. This is very acceptable. In Chinese, it's 好可爱 It's very beautiful.
如果你是为主而受苦的那是很可爱的那是蒙主所接纳的。
This is beautiful.
这个是美好的。
Grace is beautiful.
恩典是美好的。
If you rebel, if you moan and groan, this is not beautiful.
如果你在那里抵抗这个对付你在那里投诉埋怨的时候不是美好的。
So grace speaks of beauty.
恩典那是讲述到美丽。
When you've gone through this and the grace of God has done the job in you, it's beautiful. You become more beautiful, more like the Lord.
当你经历呢一切主嘅工作喺你身上嘅时候，系显出主耶稣嘅美好喺你嘅身上。
You see, we are in our soul, we are so proud often.
喺我哋嘅魂嘅里边，我哋好骄傲嘅。
Who knows more about pride than Peter himself?
冇人晓得骄傲多过彼得本身。
You know, you read the Gospel, you read Acts, you read on to Galatians. You see, Peter is quite a strong character.
你睇呢个使徒行传睇四福音，睇加拉太书，你睇见彼得何等嘅一个人。
He's very proud.
佢系一个骄傲嘅人。
Even when Jesus want to wash his feet, he said, No, you can't wash my feet.
甚至当主耶稣要洗佢脚，就主你唔可以洗我脚。
Why?
点解咧
？He's so proud.
佢系一个骄傲嘅人。
Nobody knows pride more than I think. More than, we are human, we are Adam. But this Adam, Peter, he knows pride more than anyone. Because he has so much dealing by the Lord.
我们都是属亚当的人，我们都是骄傲。但是呢，特别是彼得，这个亚当里面的人，他对这个的骄傲是最认识的，因为他是被主对付得最多的。
Because he's so proud.
因为他是很骄
傲。We dealt with.
因为佢因此佢跟神主更多对付佢。
He is so confident in himself. Say, Lord, I will never leave you. I will even die for you.
佢话主啊，我永不离开你，甚至乎为你死，我都愿意嘅。
He is so confident.
佢对自己满有信心。
It's a faith. This is his faith.
呢个系佢自己嘅信心。
But the Lord has to deal with him.
因此主要对付呢个。
To deal with him, he denied the Lord three times. The Lord said, "You will deny me three times." He did.And he went out. What did he do? He wept bitterly.
主嚟到对付佢，佢话我因此佢三次嘅唔认主，主话你将要三次唔认佢，佢真系唔认主，佢作咩嘢咧？佢跑出去痛哭。
He's so proud and he's so broken.
佢系如此系骄傲，但佢亦都系如此被主嚟破碎。
Broken man.
佢系一个被破碎嘅人。
Only a broken man will be in tears.
唯有一个被破碎的人，他才会流泪。
But the Lord gave him a way back. The Lord didn't say, "I will don't want you anymore.
但主俾佢有回头嘅路，但主唔会同佢讲我唔需要你。
But the Lord said, when you return, when you're converted, the word in the Bible is when you return, when you repent, then you feed my flock.
啊，主喺圣经里边咁讲，当你回头之后，啊，你要喂养我羊，你要兼顾你嘅弟兄。
So he knows his pride.
因此彼得是知道什么叫骄傲。
So in 1 Peter,
因此在彼得前书
we read of in chapter 5,
我们在第五章那里看
in chapter 5 verse 5 and 6,
在第五章第五节和第六节。
So I ask brother to read Simon to
read. 我请听我读彼得前书五章五节，你们年幼的也要顺服年长的，就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人，所以你们要自卑，服在神大能的手下，到了时候他必叫你们升高。
So you know the nature of God is to give grace.
你知道吗，神是愿意将恩典赐给人的。
He wants to give his grace.
他愿意将恩典赐给我们。
To help us, to break us, so that we can be saved from our pride, from the soul, from the self.
这个恩典乃是叫我们从这个己生命，从我们的自己，从我们的骄傲里面被拯救出来。
So he said he give grace to the humble.
因此他说神将个恩赐给谦卑的人。
He set himself against the proud.
他神阻挡骄傲的人。
Sometimes we do not know how proud we are.
很多时候我们不晓得我们自己是
几 we think that we are、so、humble.
如何骄傲，以为我们是很谦卑的。
But the law has to deal with us.
但神却要对付我们。
But he gives us grace.
但他却赐恩给我们。
And to humble us.
叫我们能够谦卑。
Because he is a God who is, he's a many-sided. God's grace is so many-sided. It comes from him in different circumstances, in different dealings.
神的恩典是多方多样的，在不同的事情不同的环境底下，你叫我们被对付。
If you read First Peter,
如果你再去读这个彼得前书，
you read of so many times, about 12 times, including acceptable, 两次可爱， 2 times is acceptable, but it's still the word grace, I think it's 12 times.
讲到这个可以接受可爱两次，但讲到这个受对付呢，有这个
讲到 grace,
讲到恩典有12次。
Including the two words acceptable.
包括可爱，可以接受这两次。
So, 可爱 acceptable, lovely, beautiful, is through the work of God by grace.
因此这个可爱呢，是能够被神所悦纳的呢，是藉着主自己的工作。
So, every one of us can be lovely.
因此我们每一个人都可以可爱。
Maybe you don't think the same now.
或者你不觉得。
But every one of us going through the hands of God in his dealing by his grace become acceptable, become beautiful.
原来我们众人经过主的手受对付的时候，经过的时候乃是在神眼中看为可爱的。
In closing,
完结的时候，
There are four major things the Holy Spirit has. The Holy Spirit was involved in four major things. What, some of them have been fulfilled, and one has not yet.
在圣灵所做的工作里面有四样主要的，有些已经完成了，还有一样是未完成的。
Three of them have been fulfilled.
三个就已经是完成了。
The Holy Spirit has done that.
因为圣灵本身自己已经作成了。
The first one is the creation. The Holy Spirit, God's Spirit, hover above this darkness, this void. God wants to create. This is done. Has been done.
当创造的时候，圣灵运行在水面上，来到创造再造，这个已经完成了。
Second one, the major one, is redemption.
第二个乃是救赎。
Through the Holy Spirit, we are redeemed.
藉着圣灵，我们被救赎。
We have received the spirit of sons.
我们乃接受了神儿子的灵。
The third thing.
第三个。
The Pentecost, the work of Pentecost.
就是五旬節的工作。
The church was born.
教會在那裡被生出來。
The church in God's intention, purpose, eternal purpose was born through the Holy Spirit.
神在永遠旨意裏面的教會藉著聖靈被生產出來。
Every one of them has received the Holy Spirit.
凡是在這個教會裏面都是被藉著聖靈而生。
One more. Sonship.
Sonship. 兒子的名分。
Now we have received the Spirit of His Son.
我們乃是眾人都接受了神兒子的靈。
This has yet to be brought to the end of grace, to the end of faith. That is, we are brought into the glory. Our souls are totally saved.
乃是要靠著神的恩帶進去信心的末了。乃是叫我得著這個神兒子的名分，叫我完全的被拯救。
The church is born, but the church is to be the bride. That has to come.
教會被生產出來，但教會要成為新婦，這個還要是將來。
It's still in the process of God purifying this church. God is trying to build this church. The Lord is building. This will come because in Revelation we read of the Holy Spirit say, come. And the Holy Spirit and the bride say, come, Lord Jesus.
現在教會只不過是一個建造的過程的當中，還未實現。在這個啟示錄的裡面，這個說來啊，主，我願你來。
It's verse, chapter 22, verse 17.
在22章的第17節。
We ask the brother to read.
啟示錄22章17節。聖靈和辛苦都說來，聽見的人也該說來，口渴的人也當來，願意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
This is come, that is the coming of the Lord.
這個來就是講到主的再來。
This is the bride have got ready, and the Holy Spirit is working the bride, and to bring to that point that Jesus, the bridegroom, will receive his bride.
這個乃是聖靈在這個辛苦裡面催促他說來，願意這個新郎來到娶這個辛苦。
There's one more he's doing.
這個就是主要作的這一點。
One more, just one more.
還一點。
The sonship.
就是兒子的名分。
May the Holy Spirit is working in us today to bring us into the glory, in bring us into the appearing of the sons.
願意聖靈今天在我們所作的，叫我們引我們進榮耀的裡面，叫神的兒子再能神的眾子能夠顯現當主再來的時候。
It's in Romans 8, so we turn quickly.
在羅馬書第八章。
You see, in Romans, it speaks of hope many times.
在這個羅馬書多次你要講到這個的盼望。
And it speaks of hope in chapter 8 of Romans.
在八章裡面是講到這個的盼望。
It speaks of the Holy Spirit.Groaning for us.
亦都讲圣灵在我们里边来到叹息。
It's in verse 23.
在23节是这样
讲的。We ask the brother to read.
不但如此，23节就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是心里叹息，等候得着儿子的灵名分，那是我们的身体得赎。
The Holy Spirit is groaning in us.
圣灵在我们里边来到劳苦叹息。
To groan in us so that we may be molded, be conformed.To the image of his son.
叫我等候得着被慕成神儿子的样式，得着儿子的名分。
And this is our hope.
这个乃是我们的盼望。
24 and 25.
24节、25节是这
样讲的。And so there is today, even the Holy Spirit is working, is constantly working, is constantly changing us into glory, the fullness, the mature manhood.Of the Lord Jesus in us.
甚至乎圣灵都是今天每一天来做工，叫我们将我们引进这个的丰满，将我们引进去荣耀的当中那里。
Say in verse 20 and 21.
在20节、21节。
Ask brother to read.
因为受造之物伏在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，那是那叫他如此的。但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的核制，得享神子女自由的荣耀。我们知道一切受造之物都一同劳苦叹息，直到如今。
So the creation, the fallen creation, is also suffering, groaning.
因此这个败坏的受造之物都是一同劳苦叹息。
They are looking out for the appearing of they're looking out into the liberty of the glory of the children of God.
他那是指望得脱离败坏的核制，就是神儿女自由的荣耀。
And this is the coming glory.
这个乃是将来的荣耀。
This is the redemption of our body. It speaks of verse 23, the sonship. At the time is the redemption of our body.
这个乃是讲到我们身体得赎，当我们得着儿子名分的时候。
In English, it's adoption.
这个英文就讲到收纳。
But this adoption is the same as sonship.
但这个英文讲到这个被收纳呢，同这个儿子的名分一样。
His adoption has a meaning to say that God has brought us in from the outside.
这个被收纳呢，乃指着是从外边将我收纳到里边去。
Like we adopt a child. We adopt a child into our family.
好似话我哋收养一个儿子进入我哋嘅家嘅里边。
But this is the same as sonship.
这个同这个得着儿子嘅名分一样。
But there's a hope. The creation is the corruption in creation caused them to be in bondage. But they are moaning and they are groaning to go into.They don't have this liberty, but the sons of God will appear in the liberty of glory. They don't. God has not made them to have that part of glory, but they are waiting for us. They are expecting, they are prostrating, they are longing to see many sons appearing in liberty, in glory.
现在一切受造之物都在败坏的核制里边，佢哋喺嗰度并冇自由并冇荣耀，佢哋都喺同你嘅你嘅劳苦叹息，盼望得着嗰个自由就系我哋呢班嘅人被赎嘅身体得赎嘅时候，得着嗰个荣耀嘅自由。
So this is glory.
呢个就系嗰个嘅荣耀。
The Holy Spirit has done four major things to, and this last one, last two, the bride, the church, and the sonship. The Holy Spirit is working.Now, to bring that into the end.
圣灵已经作成了世上的事情，但到末了这个的辛苦，这个教会这个的神儿子儿子的名分，神还在作工在那里，要带我们进入去的。
So you see God's purpose, particularly in this end time, you know,with wars and Ebola and all these things, terrorism, we know the end is pretty soon.
当我们看见世上边发生的事情，好像伊波拉这些的恐怖主义，我们知道末日的近了。
And we see God's Spirit is working in His sons.
我们知道神的灵在祂的种子当中来运行。
God is working in His church.
神亦都在祂教会当中来到工作。
To bring forth the salvation of the soul.
叫我哋个魂要得拯救。
To bring many sons to glory.
要引领众子进入荣耀当中。
May we see this purpose of God in this end time, the end of our faith, the end of grace is going to come. May we realize His working in us.
我愿意喺呢个嘅终点嘅时候，喺呢个末世嘅时候，我哋睇见喺呢个末世睇见神嘅旨意系如何嘅工作。要引进神自己的心意，愿主向我们启示他自己。
The end of our faith.
就是我们信心的终点。
The end of this grace.
就是这个恩典的终点。
The crowning of grace.
叫这个恩典在我们里面，叫我们得着这个冠冕。
May we not get too depressed or get into just like staying in the Baca Valley.
叫我们不停留在这个流泪谷。
God wants us to pass through only, but into abundance, into glory.
主愿意我们虽然经过这个苦难，但叫我们进入这个丰富之地。
We dealt with the sons, his sons will know what is the rest of the law in their souls.
啊，作為兒子，我哋喺個魂嘅裏面知道。
The rest of the law in our soul.
我哋知道啊啊。
主嘅安息。
主嘅安息喺我哋魂嘅裏面。
So we just turn to one verse. We are familiar with.
啊，請睇一節聖經。
Matthew chapter 12.
喺馬太福音十二章。
Matthew, I think it's chapter, no, it's chapter 11.
11 章.
We ask the brother to read. Verse 29.
11章29節. 我心裡柔和謙卑，你們當負我的轭，學我的樣式，這樣你們心裡就必得享安息。
Now, this is the rest in the soul. 心裡面這個 heart is the rest in the soul.
心里边得享安息，就是我们的魂，这个心就是指着我们的魂而言。
The working of God, the leading of God in the sons is to bring them into finally into rest.
神的工作就是引领我们进入他的安息里面。
So today we learn Christ.
今天我们学习基督。
The Lord said, come and learn me.
主说你们要来学我。
Bear my yoke.And learn of me.
負我的轭，學我的樣式。
And then I will lead you into rest.
你們就必，我就引領你們進入安息裡面。
Lead you into the rest in your soul.
引領你們進入魂的安息的當中。
Because your soul is filled with me.
因為要叫你的魂充滿了我。
It's not of yourself.
不是充滿你的自己。
And you will receive, you will experience, you will know.Rest in you, in the soul.
你们都晓得在你的魂里面得享安息。
And this is the glory.
这个就是那个荣耀。
It is well with our soul.
我的魂愿得安息。
He is bringing us into that soul which is at rest.
他是要引领我们的魂进入他的安息的当中。
To bring us into him.
将我们引到基督的当中。
Bring our soul to him.
將我的魂引領到基督的裏面。
And then let him come into our soul.
容讓他進入我們的魂的裏面。
My sharing ends here.
我交通就停在這裡。
So, let's brother to pray.
我們來到禱告。
我為你同你翻譯。
主我們感謝你。
Lord, we thank you.
你願意引領在你的旨意裏面，在你末世的時代。你要引领你自己的众子进入这个荣耀的里面。
In this end time, you want to bring many sons into glory.
我们在先前的先知，他们来到详细考察。
And the prophets in the past, they searched diligently.
但我们却活在这个末世的里面。
But now we are living in the end time.
我们从里面的深深晓得。
And we realize within ourselves.
你又将这个旨意向我哋眾人裏邊嚟到啟示。
And you reveal to us your purpose.
叫我哋真係願意，因著我哋嘅主嘅受苦，主我哋願意與主一同嚟到受苦。
And because of your suffering for us, we're willing to bear that suffering for you.
主叫我哋經歷一啲嘅難處，經歷一啲嘅苦難嘅時候，主我哋不以，最終不以為苦。
And that in going through all these tribulations and suffering, and we will not at the end be feeling the taste of suffering.
開始的時候，讓我們覺得不快樂。
In the beginning, when we go through, we do not feel joyful.
但最終，主讓我們裏邊要大有喜樂，經歷過呢一切的時候。
But in the end, there will be fullness of joy after we exercise through this.
主啊，叫我們息了我們自己的工。
That we may rest from our work.
主啊，你要引领，主啊，我哋嘅魂，主啊，进入你嘅里面。
And lead our soul into yourself.
叫我哋熄咗我哋自己嘅工。
That we may rest from our work.
叫我哋能够信靠神儿子嘅信，成为我哋嘅信。
That we may have the faith of the Son of God as our faith.
主啊，这个系末了灵魂嘅救恩。
And that we may be saved in the end of our faith.That we are saved in our souls.
主啊，真系叫我哋能够得喺你嘅旨意里边，主啊得着灵魂嘅救恩。
That in yourself we will receive the salvation of our souls.
哦，主啊，因为啊嗰、那个使人成圣同埋呢个得以成圣嘅，都系同出于一。
Because Lord, you're the one who come from us, and you are the one who partook of us, and you want us to be one with you.
哦，既然我哋有主嘅生命，哦主，你称我哋为弟兄，就不以为耻，我哋感谢。
And we thank you that you call us brethren. We are not ashamed to call us your brethren.
哦，主啊，要我哋得着呢个儿子嘅名分。
And that we may obtain the sonship.
叫主你要得荣耀。
That the Lord yourself may be glorified.
哦，主啊，愿意主你自己工作，主啊，快快你嘅完成。
And may your work be done speedily in us.
哦，主啊，叫教会主啊同辛苦都说，主啊，我愿你来。
May the church, the bride, and the Holy Spirit cry out, Lord, come, Lord Jesus.
愿主快来。
Lord, come quickly.
我哋祷告奉耶稣基督嘅名。
And we pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.